Good Wednesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman. And if you have not stepped out the door yet, I will tell you it is very smoky out there, and you can definitely smell it. Look, is your sense of smell that bad? Even Ty came in and goes, man, is it smoky
out there? I didn't notice it really, but I guess I thought it was.
Did you get in your vehicle in a garage or outside?
In a garage.
Okay, so. But you still had to step outside of your vehicle and walk in. You thought it was foggy.
Yeah, I did. That's how smoky it is. If that's all smoky, then it is. It is really smoky because I thought literally we had some fog rolling in.
Yeah, no, it is smoke. In fact, there's an air quality alert that is out on the Minnesota side for Clay, Norman, and Wilkin counties due to the smoke. It's coming from Canada. I would include the Moorhead, Ada, and Breckenridge areas. Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says air quality is expected to reach the orange or unhealthy level for sensitive groups over north central, northwestern central, and west central Minnesota. That air quality alert is in effect until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Children, the elderly, and those with lung disease, asthma, and heart disease may be affected more than others. It's a wrap on the first and possibly only presidential debate between former President Trump and Vice President Harris. The two squared off last night in an hour and a half debate hosted by ABC News that we carried live right here on WDAY Radio. The economy was among the major topics. Harris vowed to build an economic opportunity economy, where she says she will expand child tax credits and other programs for working class Americans. Trump said the last 4 years have been a disaster for the middle class. He says illegal immigrants are taking American jobs, and he left Harris and Biden a great economy. Governor Burgum has directed all government agencies to fly the U.S. and North Dakota flags at half-staff today in remembrance of those who lost their lives in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. He encourages North Dakota residents to do the same at their homes and businesses. Governor's directive is in accordance with a proclamation from President Biden, as well as a joint resolution of Congress designating September 11th of each year as Patriot Day, and federal law requesting the observance of September 11th as National Day of Service and Remembrance. Fargo police are searching for two males believed responsible for a break-in spree that targeted nearly 100 vehicles Monday night into Tuesday morning. Captain Bill Offeld says the crime spree is probably the largest he's seen. Vehicles in both underground parking garages and outdoor parking lots were targeted. In some cases, the vehicles were entered through smash-and-grab style force, and in others, the vehicles had been left unlocked. Anyone with information on the break-ins is asked to call Fargo police. A bike rider was hospitalized after a two-vehicle crash in Fargo. State Patrol says it happened at the intersection of 40th Avenue South and 25th Street. Bike entered the crosswalk and was hit by a Fargo man, identified as 49-year-old Bing Zhang. The unidentified bike rider was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. No charges have been filed in the case, and the crash remains under investigation. A suspicious device prompted an hours-long lockdown at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks yesterday afternoon. People were evacuated from the area after the device was found in a parking lot. The bomb squad arrived to inspect the device and remove it. The lockdown was lifted by late afternoon. No word on what the device was or whether it posed a legitimate threat. Beginning January 1st, Essentia Health will no longer accept Medicare Advantage plans offered by United Healthcare and Humana. Essentia says the companies are denying coverage for too many patients and requiring excessive prior authorizations. Wayzata, Minnesota police are seeking the public's help to recover a stolen artifact from the city's 9/11 memorial. The item, a piece of glass from Ground Zero linked to Wayzata resident Gordy Amath Jr., was taken from the memorial on August 29th. The glass recovered from near Amath's remains holds immense sentimental value but no tangible worth. Police are offering a reward for its return, no questions asked. And Norse Hoosfest opens later this month with headliners Trace Adkins, Jay Leno, Garrison Keillor, and Ryan Bingham among the entertainers. Scandinavian Festival in Minot runs September 25th through the 28th. 5:04, time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Jace Denman.
Thank you, Bonnie. The Bats got active last night for the Minnesota Twins in a 10-5 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. Pablo Lopez gave up no earned runs with 19 strikeouts over seven innings. My goodness, 19 strikeouts, earning the win. Louis Varlin gave up one run with three strikeouts in two innings of relief. Matt Waldner and Kyle Farmer, each hit a home run and drove in three runs. Carlos Santana also hit a home run, driving in two total runs. Twins and Angels wrap up their series this evening with first pitch scheduled for 6:10 p.m. Zebby Matthews gets the start for Minnesota. FM Redhawks are in a do-or-die position tonight, Bonnie. They take on the Winnipeg Goldeyes in Game 2 of their West Division Championship Series tonight. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Goldeyes lead that series 1-0. Redhawks need to win to continue this Division Championship Series. On the high school hardwood last night, we had volleyball action. West Fargo took down Wahpeton. Cheyenne over Red River. North beat Wahpeton. Davies beat Fargo South. Shanley beat Grand Forks Central. And West Fargo Horace defeated Devils Lake. College volleyball last night, Concordia fell to Valley City State in 4 sets. Let's see, Minnesota Lynx, they were on the court last night in Atlanta. They beat the Atlanta Dream 76-64. They are led by Kayla McBride, who led the team with 15 points. Nafisi Collar, the Olympian, also added 14 points, 8 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals and 2 blocks, and a partridge in a pear tree. The Lynx are now headed to Chicago, their home against Chicago on Friday night. They have the second best record in the WNBA behind the New York Liberty by 3-3 games. So with just 4 games remaining, not quite a shot to get the best record in the NBA, but they might get that second seed in the WNBA playoffs. Minnesota Vikings and defensive lineman Harrison Phillips have agreed to a 2-year extension. Deal is worth $19 million, with $13 million being guaranteed. That means he will be with the Purple and Gold through the 2026 season. Vikings and Harrison return to action Sunday when they welcome the San Francisco 49ers to U.S. Bank Stadium for the 2024 home opener. On our family of stations, we got high school football. West Fargo Horace are going to host Minot North on Friday night. So kind of a unique situation there, Bonnie, in the fact that West Fargo Horace just 2 years ago started their varsity football program. Yeah. Not necessarily starting the program, but they had their first varsity game 2 years ago. Minot North is in that same situation.
Well, that's
this
what
year.
I was like when you said that. I'm like, oh, they have a new high school. Then,
yeah, they do. Minot North came online obviously recently. This is their first year of varsity athletics.
Okay.
So usually that means most of the players on the team are going to be a lot of sophomores, maybe a couple of juniors, depending on how that kind of divide in Minot and Minot North kind of happened up there. So we'll be covering that. So we'll be a first for us seeing Minot North on the field. And then on that will be on our sister station, WZFG. And then on Saturday, James and I will be on the road up in Duluth, Minnesota, as we watch our MSUM Dragons take on the University of Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs. Right here on WDAY Radio, we're going to have Moorhead Spuds football on Friday night. They're going to host Bemidji. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, Larry's on the road. He's headed all the way out to the state of Washington as the Concordia Cobbers visit Pacific Lutheran. Kickoff will be set for 3 p.m. local time. And then tonight, you can tune into Primetime Sports from 6:30 to 7 p.m. with Big Game James McCarty and myself. We're going to recap the past week in football, also looking ahead to this weekend's college football games.
All right. It's not fog. It's smoke out there.
Smoke on the water.
Yeah, smoke out there. There's an air quality alert over much of the Minnesota listening area, including Clay, Norman, and Wilkin counties. So if you're a sensitive group or you're affected by the smoke, you might want to limit your time outdoors today. We will see hazy sunshine. 86 for the high. Winds will be north northeast 5 to 10. 62 our overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 89 for the high. South southeast winds 15 to 25 with some higher gusts. 64 the low. Mostly sunny, breezy on Friday, 89 for the high. South southeast winds 15 to 25 with higher gusts. And if you're looking for rain, I don't know, Saturday maybe. There's a 20% chance we could see some passing showers or thunder showers. Otherwise, I am not seeing anything there on our 10-day forecast outside of that. Right now, it's hard to believe it is mostly clear out there, but it is hazy due to smoke from Canadian wildfires. We have 61 degrees here at our WDAY radio studios, high top I-29 in South Fargo, winds out of the north at 7. It is 5:10. We're going to update you here on your national news from ABC, then a song of the morn and a question of the morn coming up. 5:15, good Wednesday morning. Welcome into Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jace Denman. We've got some events going on locally here on Patriot Day, anniversary of 9/11, and we'll give you details on that coming up throughout the morning right here on Bonnie and Friends. Don't forget, one of you wins a gift certificate to Great Harvest Bread Company. Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins and Kronk. I always love listening to him. He joins us every Wednesday at 7:45 with a market insight. My son loves listening to him. Logan's really locked. He goes, he's really smart. He knows his stuff. Yeah. I said, yeah, he does. So that we'll look forward to that. And licensed registered dietitian Elizabeth McGee joins us at 8:10 this morning to answer our health, diet, and nutrition questions. And if you ever have anything, you can certainly call in or email your questions in for either of them, Brian or Elizabeth, the studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Question of the morning, we want to know, how often do you go to the movies, and what was the last movie you went to? 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com or drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Good Wednesday morning, 5:21, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio, Bonnie Amistati, Jace Denman. It is smoky out there, and there's an air quality alert out on the Minnesota side, the smoke coming from the Canadian wildfires. Air quality alert will reach the unhealthy level for sensitive groups, and it's in effect until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. It does include Clay, Norman, and Wilkin counties, as well as much of central, west central, northwestern Minnesota. So just a heads up for that if you are sensitive to that. Right now, we do have quite a bit of haze out there and 61 degrees here at our WDAY radio studios. High top I-29 in South Fargo. Are you taking your pulse, or what are you doing over there, Jace?
I was looking at the
air quality. How many steps you had this morning? Oh!
I was looking at the air quality. Yeah, normally it's like, on my Apple Watch anyway, it goes from green to yellow into orange to red. Then it's got even like a purple and a burgundy, which is really bad.
They say it's supposed to be in the orange, which is unhealthy.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, it's somewhere close to the, it goes from like 0 to 400 is their numbering. It was zero, obviously, being the best, and it's close to like 175, at least on this app anyway.
And, you know, especially for bordering, you know, like the Red River Valley, all that, the similar situation. They just don't have a monitoring system on the North Dakota side like the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has.
Regardless, the simple setting, the display on my watch says unhealthy. And so, obviously, like you said, if you're sensitive to that,
if you've got
lung issues, I mean, obviously, there's always people that might have either some type of sickness, or maybe they've had cancer, you know, or they've had a longtime smoker, and they've, you know, potentially we've got people that probably have a lung head that has been removed. They're down to one of them, and so that's going to make it really hard on them.
Allergies, like if I was to be out there for any period of time, I'd have a massive headache. Off it. So I try to limit my time outdoors when it comes to this. It wasn't as bad yesterday. It was high level smoke, but this stuff has definitely floated down lower to the surface here. Just be aware of that. If it affects you, you might want to limit your time outdoors. All right, movie time. How often do you guys go to the movies, and what was the last one that you went to? Give us a call, 701-293-9000. Email studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Didn't you just go to one?
My oldest and I, we went and saw the latest Despicable Me movie.
Cute.
And that was the last one that I had been to, because I think the time before that was probably a Star Wars one. I don't know. It wouldn't have been. I can't all the way be back a couple of years ago when it was Star Wars Episode 9, but it seemed like there was another one somewhere in the middle there that I took like the youngest to. Because I know it seemed like, other than going with this one with JC, I think I had gone to a couple different movies with Jaden, but they were normally the Star Wars, like Episode 8 and Episode 9.
I'm really bad at going to movies. Mm-hmm. Well, when my kids were little, I loved taking them to, you know, G-rated movies or whatever, ones.
Mm-hmm.
Even my great niece and nephew, I've been to things with them. I can't remember. I want to say like Wreck-It Ralph with Logan when he was little. Geez. Carly and I went to
been a minute.
Mamma Mia 2008. That was out. And then other than that, we went to a work one. Like Steve had rented out the theater a couple years ago. Ticket to Paradise with George Clooney and Julia Roberts. That was 2 years ago. That was the last movie I went to. But before that, it would have probably been a good 10 years or more.
Yeah. I didn't go to that one with you guys.
No, I know. But
we had a game.
There weren't many of us there, but we had a good time. And it was actually a cute movie. We enjoyed it. But, yeah, I don't know. I think with the streaming now, like a lot of people you know, have streaming services that they don't go to movies.
I'm trying to think. There's at least two movies that I would have gone to see in the theater. But based on the fact if you have the right streaming service You know, it used to take forever. The movies would be in the theater, and they would, you know, it would take until their run was basically done that it wasn't really drawn a lot of the theaters. Then it would finally go to video, right?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you'd go to, you know, your Blockbusters or wherever and get those on VHS back in the day or DVDs. But now it seems like the movies are still in theaters, and there's certain streaming services like an Amazon Prime where you can go and you can rent movies, you know, to watch on their Amazon Prime stream, and they're still in movie theaters. So
yeah,
you're able to get them at home sooner than you used to. And obviously with someone even like myself included, I got a big enough TV downstairs and you can dim the lights or whatever. You mean you've got your own personal theater at home, so you don't necessarily need to go to the theater. I mean, the problem with going to the theater these days, sometimes it's not so much the ticket price, although the ticket prices have gone up. If you go in the afternoon, like I did with JC,
if you
try and get some snacks, I mean, we spent, you know, two sodas and a small popcorn cost more than the tickets.
But that's why a lot of people like to go to the movies too. Yeah. It's because of the popcorn.
Well,
you can make popcorn at home, but it's not the same.
To me, it's usually because you got this giant screen there and you've got the surround sound, which is always cool because then you can kind of turn up the volume, you might say, and really enjoy it. And I don't have surround sound or anything at home, so, you know, it's fine, but there's something to be said about seeing a good movie that should be seen in a theater as opposed to seeing it at home.
That's true, too. But, yeah, and the lazy thing, too. I mean, as long as you're paying for the streaming service, the lazy thing is just to stay home rather than having to, especially wintertime, than having to go out.
Just wait till it comes out on Netflix or Amazon Prime or any Paramount Plus, whatever one you're watching. Wait for it to come there, and then you don't have to pay extra for it, you know?
Yeah. Nate doesn't go very often, but he actually did just go on Sunday. He went to the new Beetlejuice movie.
Yeah.
I think they must have been showing that at the Fargo Theater, too, and they had like a dress up as, you know, the characters.
Yeah.
And
so
there was a number of people. I saw a Facebook post on that that looked pretty cool, like they really got all decked out for it. Yeah. Doug says every day life is like a movie, I suppose, behind the wheel of your semi as he's traveling the country.
Well, as long as he's got his hands on the wheels, he's not just sitting behind the windshield just with a bag of popcorn going, that's going to be good. Look at that guy jump.
Yeah. Barb says not very often. She can't even remember what the last movie was. I bet she went to – she's got – couple of grandkids. I bet she went to something with the grandkids.
But I tell you what, now being a parent and then, my kids being in that teenage kind of realm, it's like, you know, sometimes what they want to see and what I'm comfortable taking them to is like, Dad, I want to see this R-rated movie. And you're like, oh, I'm not quite sure about that.
And not all kids are into movies. Like, Logan never wants to go to movies. I've asked him, and, you know, within the past, you know, 5-10 years, if we want to go to a movie, it's like, nah, I'm not interested.
Well, and my youngest, she kind of goes through, you know, streaks, you might say, because there was a time it seemed like you'd come home, and if I was, you know, doing a game or something on the radio and I'd come home, there's Jaden sitting there watching, and I'm like, what are you watching? And she's like watching Star Wars either 7, 8, or 9 over and over again. And you're like, didn't you already see this? Yeah. You're like, all right, well, whatever.
Some people like to rewatch movies.
Yeah, sometimes you have those favorites, and then, and you know, sometimes you just watch something once, and then you're like, oh.
You're over it.
Well, no, I mean, it's good, but just like, I don't know. I've got so many things. I think I'm caught up on my other services, but Netflix, I'm really, really behind, especially like a lot of movies.
Ooh, I just told Alex. Alex is back on our sister station. Uh-huh. I told her, check out The Perfect Couple. My daughter told me about it. My niece watched it. Yeah, it's Nicole Kidman.
Mm-hmm.
And the main actress, I think her name is Eve. She got like 8 names, but she goes by one of them, Eve H. But she is the daughter of Bono. I had to Google it because
really?
I didn't recognize her. And I'm like, who is that?
Did not know his daughter was an actress.
Yeah, and then Liev Schreiber. It's like if you like murder mysteries, kind of like that. I think it was four parts. It was good. That's what I binged.
Well,
that's not really
that's not really a movie then. It's a series.
A series. Well,
there's a difference. We're talking about movies right now, Bonnie. Stay on task.
Well, that's what I watch. But I mean, they're still movies, even if they're broken into four parts, because usually the parts are shorter. And if you want, I don't know. That's what I said. Like streaming, a lot of people just kind of do it that way. Gail says she doesn't go very often. The last one she went to with It Ends With Us. I Googled that. It looks like that was...
That's a new one.
Maybe it's a remake or something, because that one just came out in August, unless she went to one in August.
Yeah, that might be the only one she's gone to in several years.
Mm-hmm. Another one, Bonnie says, The Beekeeper. That was out at the beginning of January. She says they don't go to movies very often either.
Is that with Jason Statham?
Would I not like that?
It was an action movie.
So he gets attacked by bees, basically?
No, or? That was a name for some covert, you know, probably CIA thing. And he's going after the bad guys. Stuff blows up, car chases, fight scenes. You know who Jason Statham is, right?
Well, I see a picture of him.
Yeah, he's got his head shaved. He's bald, but he was the transporter, and he's been in a number of action movies.
I don't even know if I recognize him. No, I'm not. You and Ronnie are into movies, and I'm like, like I said, I don't go to many unless they're on Netflix or Hulu. It is 5:30, and you're hanging out with Bonnie and Friends.
I'm Ty Schoenert with your news update. An air quality alert out for Clay, Norman, and Wilkin counties due to smoke from Canadian wildfires, including Moorhead, Ada, and Breckenridge. Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says air quality expected to reach orange or unhealthy levels for sensitive groups over north, central, northwest, central, and west central Minnesota. The air quality alert in effect until 10 a.m. Thursday. Children, elderly, and those with lung diseases, asthma, and heart diseases may be affected more than others. It's a wrap on the first and possibly only presidential debate between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. The two squared off last night in a 90-minute debate hosted by ABC News in Philadelphia that we carried live here on WDAY Radio. Economy among the major topics, Harris vowed to build an opportunity economy and said she would expand child tax credits and other programs for working-class Americans. Trump said the last 4 years have been a disaster for the middle class, saying illegal immigrants are taking American jobs, and he left Harris and Biden a great economy. A bike rider hospitalized after a two-vehicle crash in Fargo. North Dakota Highway Patrol says the crash occurred at the intersection of 40th Avenue South and 25th Street South. The bike entering a crosswalk and was struck by a Fargo man's vehicle, identified as 49-year-old Bing Zhang. The unidentified bike rider was taken to a nearby hospital with life-threatening injuries. No charges filed as of now. The crash remains under investigation. Fargo police searching for two males believed to be responsible for a break-in spree that targeted nearly 100 vehicles Monday night into Tuesday morning. Anyone with additional information is encouraged to contact local authorities. Beginning January 1st, Essential Health will no longer accept Medicare Advantage plans offered by United Healthcare and Humana. Essential says the companies are denying coverage for too many patients and requiring excessive prior authorizations. And Wayzata, Minnesota police searching and asking for the public's help to recover a stolen artifact from the city's 9/11 memorial. The item, a piece of glass from Ground Zero linked to Wayzata resident Gordon Amuth Jr., was taken from the memorial on August 29th. The glass, recovered from near Amuth's remains, holds immense sentimental value but no tangible worth. Police offering a reward for the return, no questions asked.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
5:34, checking out your WDAY forecast. It is smoky out there. We will have hazy sunshine today, 86 for the high temp. North-northeast winds 5 to 10 with an overnight low right around 62. Tomorrow, sunny and windy, 89 for the high. South-southeast winds 15 to 25. There will be some higher gusts at times, 64 the low. Mostly sunny breezy on Friday with a high of 89. South-southeast winds 15 to 25 with higher gusts, 63 for the low. And if you're looking for rain, looks like just a slight chance of some showers and thunder showers on Saturday. Looks like about a 20% chance of that. Otherwise, it is looking dry at least through next Tuesday. Temperatures are going to stay up too, which, I mean, I guess we'll take it, right?
I guess.
Yeah. No, we want a nice long fall because we know what happens after fall.
Well,
and if
yeah.
We can shrink the winter months a little bit. That's
good. I'm just thinking, like, if we're going to have, like, high 80s, low 90s for a while, that's not really well.
I know. Some of us would like, you know, 67 to 73 type range, a little bit cooler, but I'm not going to complain about the 80s. But yeah, it's going to stick into the 80s, close to 90 the next couple of days, but into the 80s at least through next Tuesday.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. It'll be good weather for football on a Friday night and then
keep
the
it
Saturday.
Coming.
Yep.
Keep it coming. Let's do this all the way through October and maybe November. They called her a dreamer.
Yeah, I was going to say, she wants record highs in the month of November in North Dakota, but you know, good luck with that.
Oh, and also, yesterday we had gridlock on I-94 over on the Moorhead side. Mm-hmm. They are doing road resurfacing, Highway 336 to the Red River Bridge there. It's an evening overnight thing, but the barrels stay in place. You know, they've got the barrels all lined up. And so just pay attention as you're driving through there. And if you don't want to deal with, you know, traffic backup during morning rush, maybe try to find some alternate routes. It was pretty slow.
Or better
moving.
Yet, just stay home.
Well, if you can,
oh, no?
Well, I guess. If your boss is going to accept that for an excuse. The traffic was slow yesterday, so I don't want to drive in it today.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but just pay attention. They were doing work this morning, and watch out for the workers. Like I said, they're doing it during the evening and overnight hours. But when all those barrels and signs are still up, you don't want to get distracted. And
no.
It can lead to traffic backups. Okay, so 9/11 today. Lots of different ceremonies being held nationwide. Flags ordered at half-mast, both state flags, national flags. Over at MSUM, if you were looking for something to do today, they're going to be holding a brief ceremony over there. Flag lowered to half-staff at 7:46. That's when American Airlines Flight 11 crashed into the North Tower. MSUM music professor Dr. Tom Strait will perform taps on the trumpet, followed by a moment of silence. And so if you're looking for something to do, you can go over to that. And then at the Fargo National Cemetery, Carry the Load and the Fargo National Cemetery Volunteer Committee are hosting a Patriot Day event to show our respect for the sacrifices our nation's military veterans, first responders, and their families make. It'll begin at 9:30 this morning, and Sergeant First Class retired Amy Monson is going to be giving the keynote address. She served 3 tours in her career in Kosovo, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and she was with the Minnesota Army National Guard for 20 years. So if you're just looking for, you know, some meaningful ceremonies, those are just a couple of the local ones that are taking place here today. All right, question of the morning. Movies. Mm-hmm. How often do you go to the movies, and what was the last one you went to? Do you guys remember? Give us a call, 701-293-9000. You can email us, studio@wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Daryl, I love this. Once a week, all summer long with his grandson.
A lot of times over at the Marcus Theaters, they have that summer series.
It used to be $5. I don't know if it's still $5.
It might be $5. I think it was $5. I mean, sometimes from certain businesses, you can sometimes get free tickets to it. And they'll have a movie a week. Like, I don't remember if it's a couple days a week or if it's just like Wednesday afternoons or something like that. But they have like kids movies or family friendly movies. And some of them are newer. Some of them are a little, maybe a few years old, but they're still kind of classic ones. And you can go and take your kids during the summertime, get out of the heat, and go watch a movie in
it's
the movie
theater.
It's
fun going to movies with littles. Yeah. It really is. I don't have any. Well, I do, but she's only 3 months old, and I don't think she's into
give her some time so she can actually remember the movie.
And she lives too far away, mm-hmm. So maybe someday. Let's see. Dave in Grand Rapids, good morning. He says Avatar and Avatar 2, nothing has interested him since. That was December of 2022, Avatar 2 came out. Did you mm-hmm. go to that?
No, I've never watched either one of those movies.
We had the, well, we still have it, but we don't have it hooked up. We had the Blu-ray of Avatar. My husband and son were into it. I watched it, but it's like, it's sci-fi stuff, and it's really not like my thing.
It is, but I mean, it seemed like it was too much of a, just a commentary on, you know, environmentalism and protecting Mother Earth and stuff, in a sense. It was, I mean, I know what it's about. I saw clips of it or pieces of it here and there, but it just, I don't know, it just, you know.
It didn't do much for me either,
so.
It's like, truly not my kind. I'm like into crime or musicals or like children's movies. That's kind of my thing, what I like to watch.
Crime or musical or kids movies?
It kind of goes all over the board there, doesn't it, a little bit?
I mean, I like action movies and comedies as well. I mean, a lot of times when it comes to like even series on Netflix you've recommended, if it's like a drama or something, mm-hmm. I haven't quite got around to it when I when I have option for like, you know, some comedies or some more action adventure ones. You know, those end up going to the top of the list.
You and I mostly have different tastes when it comes to movies. Yeah. However, we both like Only Murders in the Building on Hulu.
Yep, which I watched the latest episode last
and
night.
And I have not watched the new season, but I will.
How dare you?
I wanted to watch that. I have to be in the right mood to watch something.
You're never in the mood.
Yeah, I am, but it has to be the right mood. Ronnie brought up Wyatt Earp that he had watched, and I started
That was a documentary about it, right?
Yeah, it's kind of different. I started watching it on Friday, and I wasn't in the mood for it, so I think I gave up after about 10, 15 minutes.
Have you ever seen, I can't even remember which channel it is, but there are some where they'll have, like, it's kind of documentary style, but then they'll have parts where they've hired actors and they're reenacting a bunch of it, and it's just like, well, it's not the same as, like, when you had, because you had two different Wyatt Earp movies back in the day. You had the one with Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday, and he's the one that was married to Sleepless in Seattle. What's her name? The blonde. Not Megan. What's her name?
Meg Ryan.
Yeah, he was married to Meg Ryan. He was Kevin, Wyatt Earp.
Kevin? Was it Kevin?
No, that's Kevin Costner was in the other Wyatt Earp movie.
Oh, they were never married?
No, not Kevin Costner.
I'll confuse you. Well, this one that Ronnie talks about is weird. It's got Ed Harris narrating, but then you'll see like stuff that's going on. I don't know. I might watch it again. I'm not going to say I'm not going to watch it, but I tried and I just wasn't in the mood.
Well, if you just got some random actors that haven't really hit big time and they're playing Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday and they're talking about what happened just to recreate it so that they don't have the narrator just talking all the time, because obviously it happened before they had, you know, moving pictures.
Right.
It's not quite the same as just watching a movie about Wyatt Earp, you know?
I don't know. It's different. How often do you go to the movies? What was the last one you went to? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning. Give us a call. Phone lines are always open to you. 701-293-9000. Email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Right now, your national news and sports from ABC. 5:47 Wednesday morning. Good morning to you. Thanks for hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. Bonnie and Friends, you're the friends. I'm Bonnie. He is Jace Denman. We heard from Ty Schoenert in the WDAY Radio News Center. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is in at 6:05 with a check on your weather. Ty's asking us to ask Dean to do something about the smoke. I don't think Dean has any control over the smoke that's floating down from Canada.
He can give us an update how long it's going to hang around if we got some winds coming in or something like that. But, you know, it's always a good thing to just blame the weather guy. Yeah. They control the weather, I guess.
A lot of people blame the weather guys. Yeah, it's just like, whatever. He's pretty darn good at his job. But, yeah, you have no control over this smoke. It's all due to the winds and which way the winds are blowing. And it seems like, what, maybe over the last 10 years is when we started encountering smoke from the Canadian wildfires?
Yeah.
It hasn't always been smoky here in the Fargo-Moorhead area in
the
summers.
No, it hasn't, but it seems like these last couple of years it's been pretty rough, because we'll have just, you know, feels like weeks at a time that you just have this haze, or there's a, you know, smoky smell in the air, and you're just like, man, can we put Canada out and Canada burn.
Yeah, put the fires out. Yeah. Don't put them out. We don't want to kick them to the curb. We like our Canadian neighbors.
How would we put them out? I mean, they're not in our neighborhood. They're in a different country, Bonnie. I don't know if you know this or not.
There's a lot of timber up there, I suppose, and these fires just continue to burn, but I do wish they would get them under control.
Yeah.
I think it was like, I don't know, I'm just going to say 8-10 years ago when it was so bad. It was like the skies were black 3/4 of the summer, and then you'd see the sun. It was just like bright pink. Yeah. Do you remember those days? It hasn't been that bad this year or last year, but still, it's not fun when you have to breathe that smoke in.
Yeah, and like you said, it's hazy, and you just, you know, you have a day where there's at least a slight breeze, and all of a sudden it's got these blue skies. You're like, oh, yeah, that's what it's supposed to look like.
So, yeah. All right. And big game James McCarty will be in with our WDAY Radio Sports right around 6:10 this morning. How about all these vehicle break-ins in Fargo Monday night into early yesterday morning? At least 100 car break-ins. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't ever recall hearing that many vehicles. I mean, you might have, you know, 20 vehicles or something that get hit, but people were very prolific. There's two suspects at least that police are looking for, and I know they put out.
I was going to say, it's got to be more than just two.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, unless they just were able to hit it overnight when nobody was around or something. I mean, it's just, wow.
Is it just me, or did you kind of raise an eyebrow when you see the people on bikes? And they usually don't have lights on, and they always are carrying a backpack, and they're lurking. You see them all over the place in the early morning hours.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're up to.
My next-door neighbor, myself, have the old Ring doorbells. The next-door neighbor, I don't know where he got it, but he's got several cameras on his house. There's nobody breaking into that house, for number one, without, you know, being recorded. But we've all got different, and then the neighbor behind our backyard, they've got a different brand, but they've got a doorbell camera, etc. And so when you're on that Ring doorbell app, mm-hmm. there's a community that's just kind of automatically there when you get that.
Oh, yep.
And
yep.
So sometimes people will post videos from their cameras saying, we had this person lurking, so make sure your stuff is locked. I think my next door neighbors have had someone go through their son's car because I'm sure Riggs just didn't really think there was much of anything of value in there and just maybe didn't have it locked, because overall we still live in a very safe, you know, metropolitan mm-hmm. area.
We do, but crime has really gone up. And personal property crimes have always been the biggest thing around here.
But, I mean, overall in my neighborhood, we don't have a lot of people just kind of lurking. But, you know, with that Ring doorbell camera, you see people that have stuff, that they post stuff from around the West Fargo, mm-hmm. Fargo area. But the interesting thing is that, you know, ours goes off and at least tells you when someone's walking by your house. I mean, you could probably kind of fine tune that so it doesn't have people going off when people are on the sidewalk or your next door neighbor.
Yeah, you got to adjust it.
But still, when you have that, I mean, you notice when people are walking. And there are people that will get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, go for their daily walk, especially in the summertime when it's nice out or whatever. But still, every time I see someone that it's like, not within, you would almost kind of want to say normal business hours of going for walks, you know, maybe say 7-8 o'clock in the morning till 7-8 o'clock at night, depending on the time of the year. And then when it gets outside that range, then you're kind of like, who is this person and why are they walking by my house? Yeah. But, you know, if someone starts kind of really eyeballing your place or whatever, and you do have those cameras or whatever, it does raise some red flags.
Yeah,
so.
And if you don't have cameras on your property, I would highly encourage it. You know, well, you can get them for not too expensive.
No,
is great.
You can even get ones that literally they're built into a light bulb, so you can put it in one mm-hmm. of your outside lights, and you just screw it in there, and then you've got a camera, because usually it's going to come with an app, or at least an app you can at least get. You might not be able to record everything, but you'd be able to see it if there's some motion or something. But
you're like me and you order a lot of stuff on Amazon, you can see the delivery drivers delivering your stuff.
Yeah, there's that too. I mean, that's. A couple simple things. Obviously, you know, keep your garage door shut. I know that I get a little bit weirded out when sometimes you're in a rush and you think you push the button, or you push the button and it doesn't make your garage go down, your garage has been left open.
I when I back out, I always wait on the street until I know that the garage
door
is
down. But you're also
down.
Here at work like 5 hours early.
I would do it anytime I leave, like anytime, even in the, you know, afternoon or whatever. If I'm going somewhere, I don't like head out from my house until I know that that garage door is down.
And the other thing is, obviously, you know, coming from a very small town where we never had to lock our vehicle doors. And I think there was a long time where dad left the keys in the pickup,
it's
right?
It's not 30, 40 years
ago,
20 years ago.
Make sure
when
you go in somewhere, you lock your vehicle. I mean, I think my newer Pilot, I think it might even auto lock the doors if you leave it and you have driven somewhere and you park and it automatically locks or something after a few minutes. But lock your vehicle just to be on the safe side, even if there's nothing in there of value to steal.
Yeah, don't leave anything valuable in your vehicle. Lock it. And if you have a garage but you're not mm-hmm. parking in it, take your garage door opener out of your vehicle, because if you leave it in there and they get in your vehicle, boom, they can get into your garage.
Absolutely.
And it happens. I've reported on stories over the years.
Yeah, and if you have something of value in your vehicle, at least put it out of sight, because sometimes that's obviously enticing for these criminals to come through, and they see a wallet, they see cash or something in your little armrest there in the middle. You know, it's
laptop. Don't leave anything valuable. And hopefully, if you have any information on these vehicle break-ins mm-hmm. in Fargo, make sure you call police and let them know about it. Or if you were a victim, also report that, because that is a crazy high number of vehicle break-ins Basically looks like between 10:30 at night and 6 in the morning. So it, just a short span, over 100 vehicle break-ins.
7.5 hours is a good day of work right there, yeah, I guess.
It was. Question of the morning, how often do you go to movies? What was the last one you went to? If you want to weigh in on that, 701-293-9000, email studio at wdayradionow.com. Drop your comments on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Mark says he honestly does not remember the last movie he went to in a theater. And I think for a lot of people, that's the case.
For some of us, we don't remember what we had for supper last night. So, you know,
fine. I just ate all day long. So,
did you make it 2 days in a row?
Of eating all day long?
Yeah.
Yep, I sure did. I ate like a champion. I need to get it reined back in.
Look at it this way. You're just, you're in your bulking phase.
I don't need to bulk up for winter. No, I don't want to bulk up. I'll put an extra layer on. I'm fine not bulking up. 5:55, we're checking in now with WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Day two of Big Iron at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. Big turnout yesterday. The weather is fantastic for Big Iron. We don't have to worry about rain.
And it'll cool down about like 5 degrees, I think, today. So there's that.
Well, and even yesterday, I think even though it was that high-level smoke, I think it kept our temperature down because when I was sitting at my great-niece's tennis match, me and her mom were both like, it's not as awful as it could be. We thought it was going to be hotter out than it was. It was tolerable. I was able to tolerate
it. That's usually what people say about me when I meet them.
I can tolerate you. You're fine.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It's tolerable.
You're fine. But if you're out at Big Iron, say hi to our crew. I know the Coffee Club and the Jay Thomas Show broadcasting live from the Brenco building. And about 60,000 people making a stop out there at Big Iron. Lots to see, lots to do. And if you're in town for that and you're listening to us here on Bonnie and Friends, well, welcome. We appreciate you tuning in this morning. How often do you go to movies? What was the last one you went to? That's our Bonnie and Friends question of the morning. If you want to weigh in on that, studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. You can call in 701-293-9000. Email us studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. Another one with, I can't even remember the last movie I went to.
Great.
Like I said, I think for streaming, I mean, it's tradition. I know one couple that's their date night. They go to movies every Friday night, and they have for 40 years.
And they're still doing it.
Yeah. And, you know, good for you. There's some people that, and anytime there's a new movie out, they have to see it. It's like, if that's your thing, I mean, we all have to have whatever interests us. If that's your thing, good for you. But I think the streaming services, that's taken over for a lot of people. That's how they watch their movies.
It has, number one. And number two, you know, if you got to get up early, it's kind of tough to go to those late night movies. And by late night, I mean 7 o'clock.
And the things with, I was up till 7:30-ish last night, only because I was in Detroit Lakes probably till 6:30 or so. The thing with streaming, too, like, you can watch it whenever you want. You can stop it. Yep. You know, you don't have to sit there and watch it nonstop. Whereas a movie,
you can pause. It when the wash machine's on spin cycle because it gets really, really loud. I'm just saying.
Perhaps. Don't you have can't you close your laundry room door? Or don't you have one?
No, I mean, I could, but I mean, it's not really.
Then you'd have to get up off the couch to go do that, and that seems like a lot of work.
I guess it's been a habit because that's, well, I mean, technically now we've got we're a two litter box family with only one cat. But he never really comes downstairs very often. So technically, yeah, I could close that and I wouldn't have to worry about it. But normally the spin cycle isn't that long, but it is loud.
It is loud
for that, like, 2 minutes, and you're just like, I'm just going to pause what I'm watching right now and wait.
I gotcha.
Like, holy cow.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. We are WDAY Fargo. It is 6 o'clock.
I'm Ty Schoenert with your news update. An air quality alert is out for Clay, Norman, and Wilkin counties due to smoke from the West Coast on the wildfires, including Moorhead, Ada, and Breckenridge. Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says air quality expected to reach the orange or unhealthy level for sensitive groups over north central, northwest central, and west central Minnesota. Air quality alerts in effect until 10 a.m. Thursday. Children, the elderly, and those with lung diseases, asthma, and heart disease may be impacted more than others. It's a wrap on the first and possibly only presidential debate between former President Trump and Vice President Harris. The two squaring off last night in a 90-minute debate hosted by ABC News in Philadelphia. We carried live here on WDAY Radio. the economy among the major topics. Harris vowing to build an opportunity economy and said she would expand child tax credits and other programs for working class Americans. Trump said the last 4 years have been a, quote, disaster for the middle class. He says illegal immigrants are taking American jobs and he left Harris and Biden a great economy, he says. A bike rider is hospitalized after a two-vehicle crash in Fargo. North Dakota Highway Patrol says the crash occurred at the intersection of 40th Avenue South and 25th Street South. The bike entering a crosswalk and was struck by a Fargo man's vehicle, identified as 49-year-old Bing Zhang. The unidentified bike rider taken to a nearby hospital with life-threatening injuries. No charges filed in the case yet. The crash does remain under investigation. A semi-truck crash prompting a hazmat response in Grand Forks Tuesday evening. The semi carrying ammonium bulsophate when it overturned along 32nd Avenue, spilling a large amount of the chemical. Hazmat crews contained and cleaned up the spill using absorbent material, preventing the chemicals from entering the city's storm drain system. No injuries were reported from the incident. Governor Doug Burgum in North Dakota directing all agencies from the government to fly the U.S. and North Dakota flags at half-staff today in remembrance of those who lost their lives in the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. He encourages North Dakota residents to do the same at their homes and businesses. The governor's directive, in accordance with a proclamation from President Joe Biden, as well as a joint resolution of Congress designating September 11th each year as Patriot Day. Federal law requesting the observance of September 11th as a national day of service and remembrance.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has entered the studio with a check on our forecast. You found some leftover wine, it looks like, from our watch party
last night. This is how we usually describe you, Dean.
What's that?
Bold, dark, and jammy.
I thought you were going to say rich and red. the rich part, no. The red, maybe.
I don't know about that. That's me. Yeah. Me, Dean. I'm kind of a big deal, if you know that or not.
Are you going to sample that wine in a box at work?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with wine in a box, let me tell you.
If it's at work, and now
it's
Dean's at work.
For
I mean,
work.
It's a work wine.
It's meant for work.
It's a work wine.
Well, as soon as I fly out of the studio, I'll have a glass.
There you go. Yeah. Smoky out there this morning.
Oh, man. Unhealthy air quality.
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of schools will be just, as you head out the door, we have very unhealthy air quality. I'm sure the kids will probably be inside
for recess.
This is going to last through probably about 3 o'clock this afternoon. So, boy, you could smell it. Normally, I can't smell it, but when I woke up, I'm like, it looks foggy out. I'm like, whoa, no, that's...
Yeah.
There's a little bit of fog mixed in there, but a lot of this is low-level smoke.
Yeah, for those that are sensitive, and I have allergies, as you guys know.
Oh, man.
I noticed it right away.
It reeks. It smells like a frat party out there.
Smell that good.
Good point. But it is smoky outside. Temperatures in the mid-50s with a northwest breeze on the light side. And again, air quality is unhealthy. They don't issue air quality alerts. We got to figure out why.
I think they don't have the equipment.
The sensors?
Yeah, in North Dakota. Mm. So that's why, I mean, Minnesota and Iowa say if you see stuff for Moorhead, the western part of the state, then the Red River Valley
exactly.
also included
so up
in that.
And down the valley, we're going to have unhealthy air quality through the at least early afternoon, probably through about 3 o'clock before that starts to disperse a little bit. And tomorrow will be improved.
Will this affect the temperature, too? Will that keep
it
our temperature?
It did yesterday, in fact.
That's what I thought. I know it did.
In fact, if you want to win a free keychain. Also, hey, stop out at Big Iron. Since we haven't given away many this year, I figure, well, I'll bring some out to Big Iron, stop by and say hi, we'll give you a keychain.
And register, WDAYRadioNow.com, because he blew it again.
Yeah. that winning streak came to... But that messed with us a couple years ago, too, and that smoke was a little thicker than expected. So smoke and haze continue this afternoon. Highs only in the low 80s. Some spots will be stuck in the upper 70s, with a northeast wind about 5 to 10. For tonight, clear skies, hazy, with lows in the upper 50s, winds turn to the southeast, and a little better on Thursday. Winds will be ramping up, though, out of the southeast at about, gusting at or over 30 at times, but we'll disperse a lot of the smoke, so that's good there. Highs in the upper 80s. We're looking at mid to upper 80s on Friday. A few more clouds late in the day. Chance for a few showers and thundershowers Friday night. And then the weekend, what does that look like? Any more rain in the forecast? Wind, smoke? I'll have those answers for you coming up after the bottom of the hour.
All right. Question of the morning. How often do you go to movies, and what was the last one you went to?
Oh, jeez.
You don't even remember?
Oh. In the movie theater?
Yeah, in a movie theater.
That's what we're talking about, yes.
Movies.
Not since I've been up here, so that's 4 years right there.
Yeah.
You've only been here 4 years, it feels like so much longer.
It sure does at certain days, especially yesterday. Boy, that is a good...
You haven't taken your son to a movie?
Yeah. No. When he's up here, no, it's playtime. It's all outdoors. We do not, unless it's raining.
He makes a man out of him. He goes to a bar with him.
Don't start that.
No, he makes him go outside because Bentley, just like a lot of other kids, are on their devices too much.
Yep. Yeah, that's what, and when he's up here, if it's not raining, there's no device until after dinner.
Okay.
You know, and even then, if it's nice out, you go out and play.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I cannot remember. I can't remember the last time I was in a movie theater. What? Everything's Netflix. I've got a good movie to watch.
Obviously your current love interest. You haven't taken her to a movie.
No, he hasn't taken me to a movie.
It's all Netflix and chill.
We make our own movie.
Hey,
all right. He's so naughty.
Giggity giggity.
I have not. Are there any good movies out there? I don't know.
That could be part of it. I mean, because a lot of times, a lot of the stuff I find myself even wanting to watch are all on the different streaming services, and they're usually series as opposed to just one movie. I mean, I did take my oldest to that last Despicable Me movie.
Okay.
Because we've seen all the other ones. So, I mean, it's just kind of something that we enjoy. So I was like, let's go to a movie. And she was like, okay, yeah, let's go.
A lot of people were talking about when Maverick was out, what's that, about 2 years ago or whatever, Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big one that I didn't go to.
The last one that I recall was one of the James Bond movies. I'd be serious.
Goldfinger?
Who was James Bond in that movie? That'll tell you how long ago it was.
That was Sean Connery. Wait, in which one?
Roger Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Connery? Timothy Dalton?
Sean Connery, yeah. Who was Pierce Brosnan?
Was he?
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan, a couple. Okay. Yeah.
Was Octopussy,
I think it was Roger Moore.
Roger Moore?
I'm trying to think. I want to say Sean Connery.
In Octopussy.
Yeah.
I think it was old enough. I think it was Sean. Yeah. Hold on. Google Machine is coming up.
Roger Moore was in Octopussy.
Right. Okay. Yep. Okay.
I know that when I was, back in the day when I lived in Lawrence, Kansas, I had a friend that had all of those on VHS back in the day. So I started watching them like from the beginning. And I love the old Sean Connery into Roger Moore ones. Awesome.
Hands down. The
funniest part is always when the good guy, which is obviously 007, knows who the bad guy is, and the bad guy knows who's 007. Seven is, and they just talk to each other like, "Hello, Mr. Bond. You know, I expect you to die." And you're just like, "Why did you just shoot him already?" I mean, I don't know why you're just the long drawn out process.
That'd be a very short movie. Then.
It would be.
Last movie Dean was at was in 1983. All right,
probably.
All right,
sounds about right.
6:10. We're going to get your national news in from ABC. Then Big Game James McCarty is in with your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:14, Big Game James McCarty is here now with a check on your WDAY Radio Sports. Good morning to you, James.
Good morning. We're just full of HR violations today.
Behave.
I'm trying, but it's
hard when you work with Jason Dean.
Oh, come on.
It's tough in the studio.
I'm an angel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, an angel that maybe fell a little too far south.
Shh.
Might get a little charred on your way down, too. Golly. Hey, well, you know what? The Twins, the bats finally came alive last night in a 10-5 victory over the Angels. Pablo Lopez, he gave up 4 runs over 7 innings, but he had 0 of them were earned, and apparently had a typo on there, too. He only struck out 10 batters.
Oh, I thought that would have
been a franchise record.
I read it this morning. Wait, he struck out 19?
No,
he
struck out 10. Apparently, I didn't realize it until this morning, so I got to make sure that that's all squared away because I believe it's Johan Santana.
There's a number of people driving around the metro area right now. It's like, man, he struck out 19 people. He had a great game.
Kerry Wood's territory there. Now, I believe it was 17 Johan Santana in, I want to say, 2006 against the Texas Rangers in the middle of August. And, that was the most that was the highest strikeout game that I can recall in Twins history. Matt Wallner, Kyle Farmer each with home runs and three RBI. Carlos Santana had a home run and two RBI. Jeffers just drove in two runs. He kept everything within the ballpark. Twins Angels wrap up their series this evening. It's a rubber match at 6:10. Zebby Matthews gets the nod for Minnesota. Red Hawks visit the Winnipeg Goldeyes Game 2 of their West Division Championship Series tonight. First pitch at 6:30. Goldeyes lead that best-of-three series 1-0. Minnesota Lynx defeating the Atlanta Dream in a defensive battle 76-64 last night. Kayla McBride leading four Lynx in double figures of 15 points, followed by Nafisa Collier's 14 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Basically everything. She did a little something in the stat sheet last night. Lynx are they have the best record in the Western Conference at 27-9, second best record in the WNBA, 3 games behind the 30-6 league leading New York Liberty. Lynx will host the Chicago Sky on Friday night. Vikings and defensive tackle Harrison Phillips have agreed to a 2-year extension. Deal is worth $19 million, with $13 million being guaranteed. In Minnesota's Week 1 victory over the Giants, Phillips recorded 5 tackles, a sack, and a pass defended. He is in his 7th NFL season at this point, and he has played in all 35 games for the Vikings since coming over to Minnesota after spending his first 4 years of his career with the Buffalo Bills. Additionally, this extension will tie him to the purple and gold through the 2026 season. Phillips and the Vikings will return to action Sunday when they welcome the San Francisco 49ers to U.S. Bank Stadium for the 2024 home opener. And as we get a day closer to it, this weekend on WDAY Radio, Spud Football Friday night, they host Bemidji at 7 o'clock right here on WDAY Radio. And then Saturday afternoon, Concordia Cobber football will be in the state of Washington to battle Pacific Lutheran with a 3 o'clock kickoff. Larry Knutson on the play-by-play call for that one. And rounding out sports this hour, primetime sports tonight at 6:30 with Jason and I right here on WDAY Radio. We'll continue our recap of this past week in college football, look ahead to this weekend's matchups, and you'll hear from a couple of different buys. And I had chances to catch up with both Bryce Lance and Jalen Duffy talking about each side of the football and just really how tight-knit this team really seems to be, especially in the midst of some tough situations that a former player had gotten into last weekend.
A guy in Philadelphia has a fantastic idea for meeting the ladies, and it might be something that you could do, too, because you have a cat and you can cook. We'll talk about Dave and James coming up next. Sometimes it's hard to find love. 620, Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Bonnie Amistadi, Jay Stenman, and Big Game James McCarty. We always like having you as our setup guy. There's a guy in Philadelphia. His name is Dave. He's single. He is getting tired of swiping left or right or whatever you do on those dating apps. And he said, it's just so hard. Endless swiping on apps make it easy to feel like you're not cool enough, not hot enough, or not interesting enough. So he's talking it over with his buddies. And his buddy's like, hey, Dave, you should put up a billboard advertising that you're available. So Dave is single, wants to go. Do you want to go on a date with Dave? Message him, and they've got his Instagram account and how you can get a hold of him. And Dave, fast facts, he can cook well. He has normal hobbies. He owns a cat. They pictured the cat, just kind of a lazy cat, and he bought a billboard. You have a cat.
What's your cat's name again? Ray-Ray.
Ray-Ray. Ray-Ray could go. We could do this here.
Ray times two.
What are you thinking if we do this here? Put little Jimmy up on a billboard?
We got the one right next to the building. I think it's advertising Bison football tickets right now, but we could probably convince them otherwise,
see if we
right?
Get a
they've
James
got those digital
single
ones, so now you just got to submit a picture with the vital info, and it'll
there
be
we go,
flashed
right by the mall
on the metro,
on 13th or something.
Yeah,
I know that one rotates.
A lot of them do.
You know, it's all in the interest of Bonnie and Friends, our show here.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. This is a field research project. I think you can put it
off as a business expense.
Yeah, Steve, Scott, JT, if any of them are listening,
just put like a little thing in the corner.
Morris is listening to Bonnie and Friends in the Morning. He's got a picture of James, and he's like, James is single.
This is a work thing.
Yeah, half of the billboard promotes the station.
One
and the
of
show,
two things
Bonnie,
is going to happen.
And the other half promotes James as a single man.
I like it. I'm either going to have a date to the next four weddings I go to, or I'm going to go there by myself.
Either way, you're still going to four
either
more
way,
weddings.
It's somehow going to end up on the show.
You know, and the hitch might be the cat. If you put Ray Ray on there, yeah, that might be the ticket to.
So, yeah, so
he does have the looks
side
in the family, so that's for sure.
Is it good for this guy? Yeah, he's sick of dating apps.
I don't blame him. They're disastrous.
Yeah,
disastrous.
They are. Are you kidding me?
Tell us.
Tell us more.
If
you're interested, do you swipe left or right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
And if you don't, you're
right.
Like, that's
yeah, right,
not happening, you
yeah,
go left
yeah
on that.
Hey, you flip yeah it right, yeah.
How do you know you're married? You shouldn't
I
be
don't
on those
I'm
things
trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out.
Keeping his options open.
Well, no, there's always people that talk about swiping left or swiping right. So
yeah, it is right.
I just say left or right, and I'm covered both ways. I don't know
which
way
you go. Well, it depends. If you go on one of them, you swipe the wrong direction.
You're doing every other thing. That way you're not looking at profiles.
Well, here's the thing, though. James is only swiping one way. He doesn't even look at the profiles. That's the problem.
Just trying a little bit of standard.
Trying to widen the net.
Do you have Ray Ray in your profile pic on your dating apps?
I think a little while back I did, yeah.
Of course you did.
I did, yeah.
So now you admit you do have one. I didn't have to go start one for you.
No, a while back I dabbled a little bit, and it was a train wreck.
All right, yeah. Give me your password. Let me log in. Let me see that.
Just everywhere from trying to create like a whatever you want to do, like a little fun, quirky, like bio profile thing to whatever the fun facts thing is to finding half a dozen photos of me that look presentable of sorts. I've got plenty of photos. Just are they presentable? That's the question.
Well, let's see. I could take some, on our road trip this weekend. I'll get some nice sleeping picture of James with his laptop open. We'll find some, cat pictures with him,
one side of the
we'll
aisle.
We'll get his elf costume one from here at the office.
Enjoys a lot of filters on those, at least from my experience.
Yeah, some people do that. It's like
a completely different like realm you're in. Like, because you're like, oh, okay. And then in person, you're like,
you don't look like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
You see what you get with me, right?
Yeah.
You get what
and
you see.
And that's what I love about you. What you see is what you get. If the billboard's too expensive, you can do the route that some other people have done. They just, like, print their face. So go to the printer, put your face down, print it, and then just put it up, like, on, I don't know, telephone poles or.
Well, yeah, we could make it so instead of saying, that James is missing, we'll have a picture of James. We'll say, missing.
James is looking.
James's girlfriend.
Oh.
Jeez. We're very aggressive this morning.
Oh, that wasn't very.
I guess.
When I was in high school, so we went to Florida a couple of different times. I had entertained making business cards. You get like the little professional, like the corner photo of you, yeah, like in your football jersey, and then it would have like your Instagram, your Twitter handle, and your phone number on there. You just go and hand them out.
Now, how'd that work for you?
We never ended up doing it.
Ah.
We thought about it when we went to Florida, and it was just the idea came up too late. I wish we would have actually done it, because that could have, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe I could be doing dual life in Florida and Minnesota. Who knows?
Lady loves out there. 701-293-9000. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
Good morning. I was just going to say, some of these dating apps are ridiculous. They use so many filters. It's like, last woman I went to go meet, she texted me saying she was where we were going to meet, and the only other woman in there was a black woman. And if I didn't know that she was already there, I'd have walked right by the table. She did look nothing like her fifth photo.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. They won't even post anything on social media unless they put filters on. I will
filters
honestly say,
or the right angle. They got to have it from up here, rather than like a normal picture. So you don't even know who you're looking for.
I will honestly say I've never put a filter on any pictures I've ever posted on social
good
media. Aw, you're too sweet. Thank you.
You and Janae both look great. So.
Aw, you're too sweet. Thank you.
James might be kind of SOL because he's got a face for radio.
Oh, jeez.
And the income to match.
This is a tough Wednesday. What kind of a crowd do we have?
Tough crowd.
Talk to you guys later.
Yep, bye. That kind of sounded like Mark, but I don't know if it was Mark or not. That's too funny. But yeah, there's a
so
lot
much
of
aggression right now. Like, is everybody just... What is going on?
I don't know. I don't know if guys do this too, but a lot of women in general will put filters on they will not post a picture unless they have a filter on it ahead of time.
Apparently, I need to start doing that.
Well, we can do.
There's also pitch a friend events. So you host an event. You host an event at like an establishment, and you got this friend that you want to introduce, and you invite, say, for James's sake, a bunch of ladies to the event and play matchmaker. I guess.
Yeah, but I'm kind of intrigued by this. Have one job before Thanksgiving.
It might be a little bit weird. I'm going out to the local establishment, going, "How old are you? Are you single?" They'd be like, "Sir, why are you asking me these questions?"
Well, if you end up at one of the local, you know, bar and grills, you should, you know, just do it at like after 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. There you go.
After 8 o'clock, that's past my bedtime these days.
And we'll do it on a Saturday.
Then you hand out basically dating cards at these pitch a friend events, so similar to a business card.
James, you're in charge of making up your own card for me. Are you ladies looking? I know a guy.
They say even senior citizens have been doing this because they're just getting tired of the dating apps. So, yeah. I mean,
the funny thing is I think there are different either apps or isn't there
Match.com.
Well, no, not. I mean, that one is like for all ages. Depends on what you're looking for.
Isn't there silver seniors?
That's what I was just going to ask.
Like,
don't they have like a silver's one? And, know, obviously, based on your ethnicity, they sometimes have apps specific to your ethnicity if that's what you're looking for.
I'm so non-trusting. Like, I've seen so much stuff over the years as a news reporter, but I don't trust people just because that's who they say they are on the computer and that's what they're. Trust people, but I know a lot of people who have met, you know, their partners or their husbands or wives on dating apps, and it's worked out well for them.
Well, I tell you this. I mean, sometimes, you know, people are just, they use pictures that aren't even them at all, and then there's other ones these days that are using a lot of filters, and I guess technically, yeah, I met my wife on an app.
Yeah, like I said, I know quite a few people, and it's worked for them.
It was before it was an app. It was actually a website, so there's that. Okay.
Well, yeah, websites are big too, but... Mm-hmm. I give this Dave guy in Philadelphia credit. I think that's kind of cool. It's a great picture of him. He's just
I mean, the thing is that even with dating apps, you're just searching, and you kind of let other people know you're searching. So it's one of those things. But, you know, sometimes, a lot of times, it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, and if bars aren't your thing, I mean, it might be hard. You know, some people say, like, church groups or whatever.
Sometimes it's just a friend of a friend. Sometimes you've got friends that have got single friends, and that's a good way to meet people. But, you know, it's sometimes, like, if you're just busy all the time like James is and you're working and stuff, it's just hard to kind of find that one.
Good morning, friend. Who's this?
This is Greg.
Hi. Are you wanted to talk about dating apps with us or what else is going on?
Because my wife and I met 12 years ago. We've been married for 10 and a half on Match.
Oh, congratulations to you. How long had you been searching?
Not really all that long, I guess. Probably about 3-4 months. When her profile popped up, we just took it from there.
Awesome.
A lot of calls, but
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it worked out for you. Yeah, like I said, I know quite a few people who have met that way and things have worked out. I'm just not trusting the people on the computer, but good for you. Congratulations.
You know what's funny about that? So when we got married, we had to have the pre-interview, you know, with the pastor, making sure everything is compatible and everything else. So he goes, "How did you guys meet?" And I said, "Well, we met on Match." And he said, "Oh, don't worry about it." I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah. Logarithms are actually better than the questions I'm going to ask you."
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah. So we didn't have to go through any of the courses or anything else. It was just a done deal after you found out we were matched up.
Wow. Well, congratulations and many more happy years ahead of you, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling in, Greg. Good hearing from you this morning. It is 6:31.
I'm Ty Schoenert with your news update. An air quality alert out for Clay, Norman, and Wilkin counties due to smoke from Canadian wildfires, including Moorhead, Ada, and Breckenridge. Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says air quality expected to reach orange or unhealthy levels for sensitive groups over north central, northwest central, and west central Minnesota. Air quality alerts are in effect until 10 a.m. Thursday. Children, the elderly, and those with lung disease, asthma, and heart diseases may be affected more than others. It's a wrap on the first and possibly only presidential debate between former President Trump and Vice President Harris. The two squaring off last night in a 90-minute debate hosted by ABC News in Philadelphia. We carried live here on WDAY Radio. The economy among the major topics, Harris vowing to build an opportunity economy and said she would expand child tax credits and other programs for working class Americans. Trump said the last 4 years have been a disaster for the middle class. He says illegal immigrants are taking American jobs and claims he left Harris and Biden a great economy. Fargo police investigating a series of vehicle break-ins that occurred Monday night.
Please keep anything of value hidden within your vehicle or completely removed from your vehicle. I would also encourage everyone to keep their vehicles locked no matter the location. Also, if you are parking outside of your house or apartment, it is always a good idea not to leave your garage opener in your vehicle.
Police Captain Bill Alfelt addressing questions from the media in a press conference Tuesday. Authorities say anyone who has information about the break-ins encouraged to contact local authorities. A semi-truck crash prompting a hazmat response in Grand Forks Tuesday evening. The semi carrying ammonium sulfite when it overturned on 32nd Avenue, spilling a large amount of the chemical. Hazmat crews contained and cleaned up the spill using absorbent material and preventing the chemical from entering the city's storm drain system. No injuries reported. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum directing all government agencies to fly the U.S. and North Dakota flags at half-staff today in remembrance of those who lost their lives in September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks, encouraging North Dakota residents to do the same at their homes and businesses. The governor's directive in accordance with a proclamation from President Joe Biden, as well as a joint resolution of Congress, designating September 11th each year as Patriot Day, and federal law requesting the observance of September 11th as a national day of service and remembrance.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
6:34, Chief Meteorologist Imai Isaki is along now with check on our forecast and smoky, the word of the day.
I can smell it here in the studio. Can you, or is it just
me? Is that why my allergies are all wonky
like,
this morning?
Literally, it's coming through the vents.
Probably.
Yeah. It is smoky out there, and you're stepping outside to a Cheech and Chong movie without that kind of smell. But the smoke, you know where I'm going. Air quality alert throughout the valley here. So it's poor air quality. So if you are, and this is surface based. Yesterday it was upper level smoke, but now we've got a northwest wind and that has dragged it all down, to the surface here. So if you're just waking up, a lot of low level smoke. Again, if you're sensitive to, smoke, you probably want to limit your time outside today. And that's going to keep the temperatures down a bit as well. We're looking at currently temperatures in the mid-50s. We're only going to make it into the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Still above normal with the northeast wind on the light side, about 5 to 10. Tonight, we're looking at hazy conditions continuing, but the smoke should start to disperse as winds turn to the southeast. And we'll blow that smoke out of here tomorrow. Windy conditions out of the south-southeast, gusting at or over 30 at times, with highs in the upper 80s. Friday, we'll have a few more clouds around, mid to upper 80s, and a chance for an isolated storm or two as we head into Friday night. So daytime hours will be dry. And then the weekend looks dry. Low 80s on Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday. A lot of question marks on next week. We're looking at a few chances for storms, possible a few on Monday. And then again on Wednesday, we'll start next week in the 80s and probably fall back into the 70s. When we were out of Big Iron, we had quite a few farmers come up and say, hey, what's this LRC that you use? And, what does the rest of September look like? Well, according to the LRC, the third and fourth weeks after the 21st, so basically that last part of the month, late next week into the last week of the month. We're looking at a change in the pattern. A wet pattern will establish itself throughout much of the northern plains from the 21st onward. So that's late next week into the following week. Numerous chances for showers and storms. So say goodbye to the mild dry weather and a little stormier weather starting as we head into next week.
Well, the grass is looking a little brown out
there.
Yeah,
we don't want it. We're harvest is underway.
Right.
So we really don't want the rain, but not much you can do about it.
Another week away, though. I mean, they've got time, right? You said later part of next week?
Yeah, yeah, correct. So they still have time between now and, yeah.
And they've been harvesting. Well, it depends. Wheat, corn is still standing,
corn and
obviously.
Beans are still. Yeah. They were hoping to get the beans starting next week, but it might be a little difficult if it starts. We start getting the rain. So.
But the beets have been, they've been pulling
the
those up.
The beets are piling up. The wheat, yeah. They're harvesting. And then, yeah, the corn will be, corn's a couple weeks away, I guess.
Yeah, we'll get there. 701-293-9000. Good morning, friend. Who's this?
This is Jerry.
Hi,
speaking
Jerry.
Of the LRT, what's Halloween supposed to look like?
Jerry, did you email me about a week ago?
No, I did not.
Somebody else was asking about it. They were having a huge party.
nice.
Yeah, Jerry.
I go all out and decorate with blow-ups, and I don't want to do it if it's going to be freezing rain.
Sure. No. Shoot me an email, weather@flagfamily.com. Are you in Fargo or where are you at?
Moorhead.
So shoot me an email, weather@flagfamily.com. I'll look on the LRC. I'll send you some graphics over and explain what's going to happen. Because honestly, I can't.
I'll just wait for you to break the news to us on the air.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. So it's 7:04. You can let us know about it.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. I'll check.
It's going to take you that long?
No, I can go back and check right now. But we got that box of wine we got to finish from the party last night. So.
All right. He'll look into it for you. Thanks for the call, Jerry.
I got to go into Sandy's Donuts and get some donuts. So I'll talk to you later.
Oh, good for you. Maybe you can drop
some
him
off
here.
Of the station.
6:38, we're going to get your national news in from ABC. Check in with the American Ag Network. And Big Game James McCarty is in with your WDAY Radio Sports. 6:43, time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
All right, we had volleyball last night within the Metro. I don't know if you guys knew that with the debate and
fun.
Everything. But
yeah.
some good competitive volleyball matches overall. West Fargo taking down Valley City in four sets. The reason that was so large is because it was a two-point conference matchup. So the only time those two schools are going to meet up in the regular season, the Packers get a two-pointer there, so they now have a tiebreaker with the Highliners, if that were to ever happen at some point throughout this season. The rest of every other match ended up being a sweep, whether it was real competitive and there were 2 3-point points or if they were getting doubled up. West Fargo Cheyenne over Red River, North over Wahpeton, Davies over South, and then Shanley over Red River, and West Fargo Horse defeats Devil's Lake last night. College volleyball, you had Concordia College falling to Valley City in four sets. Man, it was tight through the first two. It was a close third set, a two-pointer, and then the third one, just kind of the wheels fell off as the Vikings improved to 7-4. The Cobbers fall to 0-6 on the season. Minnesota Lynx defeating the Atlanta Dream in a defensive battle, 76-64 last night. Caleb McBride leading four Lynx in double figures of 15 points. And if he's a Collier, would add 14 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists in that win. The Lynx currently with the best record in the Western Conference and second best record in the entire WNBA. They will host the Chicago Sky on Friday night. And the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks are visiting the Winnipeg Goldeyes. Game 2 of their West Division Championship Series tonight. First pitch at 6:30. Goldeyes lead that series 1-0. It's a best-of-3 series as it's backs against the wall for the Redhawks the remainder of that series, regardless of the outcome. And tonight, primetime sports at 6:30 with Jason and I right here on WDAY Radio. We'll continue our football talk as we only got to the defensive side of the football for the Vikings last night because, believe it or not, we're long-winded.
We have a short
That's
show.
That's an understatement.
Who would
have
thought that? But you should hear from one, if not both, of Jalen Duffy and Bryce Lance of the Bison over the next two shows for certain. You'll have both of those guys get played through because we have Kevin Marshall, host of FCS Nation, on Thursday evening, so a night from now. So,
people who think I talk a lot haven't met the two of you. Obviously.
Well, it's...
I do talk a lot, but you guys talk way more than I do.
I had a meeting yesterday, and could have been anywhere for a half hour to an hour type of one. I was there for 2 hours.
Because you kept talking. Yeah. I walk away from the two of them sometimes.
So did he.
My eyes will be doing swirlies, like, get to the point!
My biggest kind of downfall is, like, once I get comfortable somewhere and I know people, it's over. It is. Yeah. Because, like, at MSUM, the season opener... When we were just, or I guess the first time we went to a practice this fall, well, a week before the season opened, you know, just go in there. I'm like, I'll be there for a half hour. We'll do a couple player interviews. We'll talk with coach. We're out. Well, I was talking to one coach for a half hour, another coach for 20 minutes, went over to the SID, talked to him for 20 minutes. And ended up in our new booth for 20 minutes, and before I knew it, I'd been there for 3 hours, and yep. I was planning on being there for a half hour.
I like to call the two of you gifted. You have the gift of gab,
We're gifted in some form or fashion, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. There you go. And the Sports This Hour are brought to you by Pebble Lake Golf Club in Fergus Falls. They combine the beauty of nature and the challenge of a championship course. Book a tee time online at playpebblelake.com. If you guys have any questions about your trees, or maybe you want to get a tree, the experts from Carr's Tree Service, Quincy and Evan, they're going to be joining us in studio coming up at 7:10 this morning. That'll be the best time to get your questions answered. So call in, or if you want to email your questions in ahead of time, you can certainly do that. Studio at WDAYradionow.com. We'll talk about early fall colors and what that might indicate. Make sure you're cleaning up diseased leaves and twigs, root fertilization, that and so much more with the guys. But any questions you have tree-related, they certainly will be here, and they are always willing to answer your questions. So make sure you call in right around 7:10 this morning. It was on this date in entertainment history. Over 3,000 fans had to be treated by paramedics after they passed out or got crushed at this concert, and we'll tell you what it is in Music Flashback. That comes your way right around 6:56 each and every morning. Stand by. We're going to be heading back to the American Ag Network shortly.
It was on this date in 1982, this singer became the only male artist to have two singles in the U.S. Top 10, as well as the number one album. Find out who that was coming up next in Music Flashback. 1965, the Beatles started a 9-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Help. It was the group's sixth U.S. chart topper.
The Beatles are the best-selling band of all time. They hold the record for the most number ones on the Billboard Hot 100 with 20.
1974, a radio station in Roanoke, Virginia started playing a track off the Doobie Brothers album called Black Water as a tribute to a river by the same name.
The resounding response from listeners prompted the song's release. 6 months later, became a number one hit. Good tune. Shake it, people. Look at James. He knows how to shake his booty. He goes to enough wedding dances.
He knows how to get your attention, Bonnie. 1976, KC and the Sunshine Band went to number one in the U.S. single chart with Shake Your Booty. It was the group's third U.S. number one.
The band scored 6 top 10 singles, 5 number one hits, and another song that peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. I haven't heard this in a long time. It's a good one.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
1982, at that time known as John Cougar Mellencamp, he became the only male artist to have 2 singles in the U.S. top 10, as well as the number one album.
Jack and Diane was number 4. Hurts So Good was at number 8. His album, American Fool, was number 1 for the first 9 weeks. We can change that. We can play that as our song of the morn, or one of his songs is our song of the morn one morning.
Oh, man. He's talking about chili dogs, too. I'm hungry. He's bad. 1988, Michael Jackson appeared in Liverpool, England on his Bad World Tour. Over 3,000 fans were treated by paramedics for passing out, hysteria, and being crushed amongst a crowd of over 125,000 fans, Bonnie.
Yeah, that was the largest concert of the 123-date world tour. That's, you're on the road, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, it's weird, though, because if there's 125,000 people there, there's some people that can be sitting a long ways away and only be able to really see Michael on a jumbotron.
True.
You know?
And the hysteria he created with just how good he was. But in recent years, we've had some concerts where fans have been crushed. I mean, surprisingly, I don't recall. Were there fans ever crushed in a Michael Jackson? Not that I can recall, anyway.
A Michael Jackson concert? They were just saying in this story that they were.
But where they died.
Oh, where they died?
Yeah, because we have had fatalities at concerts where people have been crushed.
I don't remember them dying. Yeah. I think they were just injured and had to be treated.
Yeah.
Do you have a secret, Bonnie?
No, not really. I'm kind of boring.
No, at least not on air you don't.
Trying to think. Do I know anything you don't know? I don't know.
You know a lot of things I don't know, but that's a different story. Having a birthday today, Tommy Shaw, Styx guitarist, is 71. Mr. Roboto hit number 3 in the Billboard Hot 100 charts in 1983. Styx has had 16 top 40 singles and 8 that hit the top 10. They've had a few breaks over the years, but are still together.
If you're having a birthday today, happy Happy birthday to you, too. Coming up sometime this morning, one of you wins a gift certificate to Great Harvest Bread Company. Be listening for that. And if you have any tree questions, the experts from Carr's Tree Service are joining us in studio at 7:10. That's the time to call in and get your questions answered. You can also email them in if you would like to studio at WDAYRadioNow.com. We are WDAY Fargo. It is 7 o'clock.
I'm Ty Schoenert with your news update. News This Hour is brought to you by Summit Carbon Solutions. Visit SummitCarbonSolutions.com to learn how this project is creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers and strengthening the market for corn growers in North Dakota. An air quality alert's out for Clay, Norman, and Wilkin counties due to smoke from Canadian wildfires, including Moorhead, Ada, and Breckenridge. Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says air quality expected to reach orange or unhealthy levels for sensitive groups over multiple areas of Minnesota. The air quality alert is in effect until 10 a.m. Thursday. Children, the elderly, and those with lung diseases, asthma, and heart disease may be affected more than others. It's a wrap on the first and possibly only presidential debate between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. The two squaring off last night in a 90-minute debate hosted by ABC News in Philadelphia. We carried live here on WDAY Radio. The economy among the major topics. Harris vowing to build the opportunity economy and saying she would expand child tax credits and other programs for working class Americans. Trump said the last 4 years have been a disaster for the middle class. He claims illegal immigrants are taking American jobs. He also says Harris and Biden were left with a great economy. Fargo police investigating a series of vehicle break-ins that occurred Monday night into Tuesday morning.
Please keep anything of value hidden within your vehicle or completely removed from your vehicle. I would also encourage everyone to keep their vehicles locked no matter the location. Also, if you are parking outside of your house or apartment, it is always a good idea not to leave your garage opener in your vehicle.
Police Captain Will Alfelt expressing and addressing questions from the media in a press conference on Tuesday. Authorities say anyone who has information about the break-ins encouraged to contact local authorities. A semi-truck crash prompting a hazmat response in Grand Forks Tuesday evening. The semi carrying ammonium balsified when it overturned on 32nd Avenue, spilling a large amount of the chemical. Hazmat crews containing and cleaning up the spill using absorbent material, preventing the chemical from entering the city's storm drain sewer. Governor Doug Burgum directing all government agencies to fly the U.S. and North Dakota flags at half-staff today in remembrance of those who lost their lives in the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. He encourages North Dakota residents to do the same at their homes and businesses. Congress designated September 11th of each year as Patriot Day, and federal law requests the observance of September 11th as National Day of Service and Remembrance.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
7:03, time now for a check on your forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. What are you two doing over there?
Somebody won the Powerball.
Somebody won the Powerball.
Not you two. You'd be running out of the studio.
I said it wasn't me.
No, I wouldn't say anything, but there'd be signs.
There'd be signs.
There'd be signs.
He'd be flying out of here.
Yeah.
Just take off like a jet plane.
Oh, man. We're looking at a lot of smoke. Hey, if you're just waking up, we have low-level smoke today. So yesterday we had the upper-level smoke. Now we've got winds out of the north, northwest, and that's dragging down that upper-level smoke to the surface. So unhealthy air quality throughout the valley for today. So keep that in mind. If you're sensitive to that, you might want to limit your time outdoors. Now the smoke will slowly disperse by late afternoon, but most of the day, we're going to be pretty smoky out there, and that's going to limit temperatures. Only going to make it into the upper 70s to low 80s today with a northeast wind about 5 to 10. And then tonight we'll look for hazy conditions continuing, but the smoke should lighten up as winds turn to the southeast 5 to 15. And then windy couple of days on Thursday and Friday, and the smoke will be less as well. We won't have to worry about that. Highs in the upper 80s on Thursday with winds gusting over 30 out of the southeast, and then Friday still windy. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. A few more clouds around on Friday, and then a slight chance for an isolated storm or two Friday night And then the rest of the weekend looks dry with low 80s on Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you, Dino. Weather's been brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Time is 7:05. We got a quick check of your national news. When we come back, sports update from Big Game James McCarty. And then we'll be joined by Quincy and Evan.
From Cars Tree Service. If you guys have any questions about your trees, you want to call in, we'll get you on hold, 701-293-9000, or you can email your questions into studio at wdayradionow.com. Gentlemen from Cars Tree Service will be joining us shortly. If you have any questions for them, you can call 701-293-9000 or email them into studio at wdayradionow.com. First of all, we're going to check your sports real quick with Big Game James McCarty.
Ripping and rolling here at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. The Twins' offense comes alive with a 10-5 victory over the Angels last night. Pablo Lopez giving up 4 runs, all of which were unearned, with 10 strikeouts and 7 innings earning the win. Matt Wallner, Kyle Farmer, Carlos Santana all hitting home runs in the game. At 6:10 tonight, the Twins and Angels will have their series rubber match with one of the rookies and Zebby Matthews on the bump for Minnesota. Redhawks head up north of the border to Winnipeg to battle the Goldeyes for Game 2 of their West Division Championship Series. First pitch at 6:30. Goldeyes lead that best-of-three series 1-0. Last night in high school volleyball, West Fargo High taking down Valley City in 4 sets. It was a 2-point conference match, so that's pretty important for those listening at home that are into the high school ranks there. The rest of them were all sweeps. West Fargo Cheyenne over Red River, North over Wahpeton, Davies defeats South, Shanley over Grand Forks Central, and West Fargo Horace now over Devil's Lake. We just had to get to that after a moment. Concordia College and college volleyball fall into Valley City State in 4 sets. Mallory Leitner, Samantha Van Heel, each with 9 kills for the Cobbers, while Macy Fridgen would pace the Vikings with 14 kills. Tonight, primetime sports from 6:30 to 7 with Jason and I right here on WDAY Radio. We'll continue recapping this past week of Vikings football, look ahead to some college football, and you'll be hearing from Bison players and Jalen Duffy, a redshirt freshman cornerback, and wide receiver Bryce Lance, with both having really great starts to the season as we look forward to the East Tennessee State game and conference play looming in the near future.
All right, it is 7:10. 7:11 right now, and joining us in studio, Quincy Circo, General Foreman of Cars Tree Service, Evan Amundson, COO. Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Morning.
How are we doing? You guys getting, is this a busier time of the year for you guys, or is it slowing down a little bit?
It's still plenty busy, trying to wrap up on a lot of our removals, plant healthcare seasons, starting to come to an end. Got a couple weeks left of that, but yeah, still plenty busy, trying to get as much done before the snow flies.
Yeah. You guys have any tree questions? Now this is the time to get them answered with our experts here in the studio, 701-293-9000. You can email studio at wdayradionow.com. We go to the phone lines. We have Patrick standing by. Patrick, what's your question for them?
We've got 2 aspen trees, and they're starting to have some type of liquid, or it looks like the bottom of them are wet within like 5 feet of the roots. And then we also have a couple of branches on one of them dying. Curious if it's likely a disease or a pest that's causing this.
Probably got a couple of different things going on there. So we've seen a lot of foliar fungal diseases this year, which is likely a cause of some of the decline in the tree. You said a wetness towards the base of the tree. That would be likely a bacterial infection that we see. Okay. Weeping of the tree, a lot of times we see it in elm trees. There's really not a whole lot that you can do as far as a treatment for that. And if these are fully mature trees, populous trees, not really likely a whole lot that you can do for spraying them to treat them. But there are a lot of other treatments for more ornamental trees that we can do. A lot of crab apples this year have been struck with apple scab, and so now would be the time to get an assessment done and then make sure that you're getting put on the schedule for next spring for any potential treatments on fungal diseases like that.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Patrick, before you hang up, since you're our first caller and you're talking about treatments, the gentlemen here from Cars Tree Service have given us a $100 gift card to be used on a treatment next year. I wrote down your phone number, so we're going to hook you up with that. And do you know where our studios are?
Yes, I do. Yep.
All right, sir. We will have that waiting. You can pick it up during business hours, Monday through Friday, okay?
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
You bet. Congratulations. All right, we got another phone call for you guys. Good morning. Who is this, and what is your question?
This is Bruce.
All right.
Got a question. I have some lilacs that are drying up, almost look dead from about the first week of August. They lost all their leaves, so I'm just wondering what's the deal, if there's some kind of disease in lilacs now, or what's going on.
Yeah, actually, so we were just talking about fungal diseases and foliar fungal diseases on crab apples here just a little bit ago. Same type of thing is going on with the lilac trees. I don't want to sound silly by trying to say the name, but it's Pseudosychoris, I want to say. Is the fungus that grows on those leaves. And essentially what you're seeing is the after effects of the infection causing those leaves to drop off and dry up and abscise from the tree. So most of you that are listening that have lilacs, the good news is that in the spring there will be enough, hopefully, energy left in the root system to push out a new flush of growth, and those lilac trees should be looking good. Now, if we do have a cold, wet, extended spring again like we did this spring, you could likely see that same type of effects again. So get your trees protected by calling us now. Take a look at the issues that you're having so we can figure it out, diagnosis, and then give you the correct treatment options.
All right, Bruce, good luck to you with that. And yeah, it affects a lot of people. We were hearing too what fruit trees were affected. Was it something to do with how wet it was, like in May or something like that, you guys?
Yeah, I actually heard last week, I think Don Kinsler was on your show, and he said it's the worst he's seen crab apples in 50 years in Fargo. And that's definitely in line with what we're seeing. A lot of apple scab, which is a foliar fungal disease. It's been very wet, humid start of the spring, early summer. And ideally, those will bounce back next spring as long as we don't have another really extended wet early season, but we can definitely get those treated with a foliar fungicide, and that's typically multiple applications for that. But yeah, give us a call, and we can definitely get that scheduled for next year.
Sure, and the guys are here right now. If you have any questions for them, 701-293-9000, or email your questions into studio at wdayradionow.com. Starting to see just a few, usually like maple trees that have turned color already. Does that mean there's something wrong with them if it's this early for maple trees?
Not necessarily. We're getting a lot of calls right now about that. Well, how come my leaves are changing colors? I've got an elm tree. Does it have Dutch elm disease? I've got an ash tree. Does it have, emerald ash borer? And so as we're looking at that, it can be a sign of disease, or it can be a sign of a tree being stressed out. We did have 2 to 3 seasons of drought prior to this year too, so there are trees that are stressed from that still. And so it could be as simple as maybe the wind blew and a branch got cracked as well. So it could be signs of a stressed tree if the leaves are starting to change colors too early. That being said, different trees change colors at different times. Ash trees are starting to change colors right now, and so it's not always indicative of that your tree is diseased or going to die. But that's where we would just recommend calling a certified arborist to come out and do an assessment on your property.
You bet. What about now? We're going to grab another phone call coming in before I ask my question. This is more important than mine. Good morning. What's your name? And you have a question for the gentleman here from Cars Tree Service.
Yeah, name is Mike.
And what's your question, Mike? You might want to turn your radio down, Mike. Turn your radio down, please. All right, there you go. Now we don't have to listen to me repeating myself in the background. All right, Quincy and Evan are here. What is your question for them?
Is it too early to trim branches off of trees, up to 30% of the tree?
No, it's not too early. So there's benefits of pruning right now, and there's benefits of actually pruning in the winter. So we do work year-round. And pruning in the winter is nice because the leaves are gone, so you can see the structure of the tree a little bit more, the internal structure of the tree. Pruning right now is a great time, too, because the trees are starting to go dormant. Most of their chlorophyll production is done for the summer. But yeah, recommendation would be don't take more than one third of the canopy out at a time. Otherwise, you'll really stress the tree out because, again, that is the food production for the tree. One quarter to one third of the canopy, one quarter to one third of the parent branch size when you're pruning are just rules of thumb that we follow.
All right. Good luck to you, Mike. Thank you for calling in. You guys are more popular than Jason and I. You're getting more phone calls. All right. I wanted to ask about fertilizing. Is this a good time to be doing that? Do we need to fertilize our trees?
So in the natural setting of a tree, you think about trees, that their arch nemesis is grass, turf. The trees are meant to grow in forests. And so a lot of times what happens in a urban setting is that the trees and the trees' leaves and the branches and the twigs, they fall to the ground, but we pick them up, right? And so we're missing out on a lot of the natural process of creating nutrients for the soil. So deep root fertilization may be needed for your tree. It may not. It's really site-specific, just like if you go out onto a field here in North Dakota or Minnesota and look at it, you're going to want to do a soil composition test and figure out what nutrients you're missing so you can properly prescribe the right fertilizer and nutrients to go back into that soil. So it's now is a great time to fertilize, though, spring and fall. With trees, we do recommend deep root fertilization with the water soluble, actually injecting it down into the where the root system is of the tree versus a granular or a spray type of setting that you would put on grass. The grass and the turf is going to absorb 95% of that, and the trees really won't have any left over. Mm.
So when somebody calls Car Tree Service, do you guys send like one person over there and you kind of analyze like what might be going on? Do you send a whole team over there? What do you usually end up doing?
Yeah, we'll typically send one of our certified arborists over to take a look at the tree in the Fargo area. That's typically myself. A big thing, we try not to give a diagnosis or a prescription, for that matter, over the phone without actually seeing the issues, which I think can be frustrating to some people at times where they just want a quick, easy answer, but we don't want to just sell them a service that we think they might need. We just like a doctor's not going to take a call over the phone and give you a prescription based on your quick conversation. We want to look at the tree, ask questions about environment, history, cultural practices, things like that to really get a accurate prescription.
Yeah, and trees are expensive. They take a long time to grow, depending on what kind of tree you have. You guys aren't ones to be just cutting down trees willy-nilly. You want to do all you can to help the homeowners save their trees.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think a big part of that, too, is really when we go out there, a lot of people ask us, well, should I cut my tree down? Is it safe? That's a question everybody wants us to answer. And really, it's a really difficult question to answer because everybody's risk tolerance is different. I live kind of by a lake. I'm happy to ride a snowmobile out onto a lake after I've checked the ice, and I know that there's, you know, a good 6, 8, 12 inches of ice. My wife, on the other hand, she won't even step on a lake. Our risk tolerance is way different. So no different than that. If there's a tree next to somebody's house, one person might think, I got to get this thing out of here, and another person might think, well, there's nothing wrong with
that. Or power lines is another thing, and you guys have the experts. Mm-hmm. If that's the case and we need trees removed, you guys are the experts to call in to do it safely.
Yeah, I've just seen recently, I just saw a video of someone trying to take down a part of a tree, and it falls onto the side of the house and ruins a fence, etc. So obviously, if you've got a large, older tree that you need taken down, it's best to call the professionals because obviously you guys know what you're doing rather than just somebody who saw a YouTube video on how to take down a tree.
Or we might be able to educate and say, after assessing this tree, there's no decay pockets, there's no fungi growing on it, there's no cracking, there's no holes that we can see, and this tree is a very sound structural tree. And they might say, well, that's good to know, and now I feel better about it, and I'm going to decide that I'm going to keep this tree.
Is that sometimes what you guys do? Someone thinks they need to have a tree taken down because it doesn't look good, but you guys can come out and assess it and obviously tell them that, no, it's fine.
So that's where I'd caution. Our philosophy is not to tell them, no, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Our philosophy is to educate them on the risks that are involved, identify those, identify the likelihood of a consequence of a failure. So it's really put as it's your tree.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you everything that I can about your tree to help you make the best decision that you can moving forward. I don't want to tell you have to cut that tree down or you don't have to. Because really, that's your choice.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. How do we get a hold of you guys?
You can carstreeservice.com. That's cars with two R's. You can also visit our social media pages. If you check out our Facebook page, we're actually doing a few specials right now with our 50th anniversary.
50 days of giveaways. So register online or stop into our steel shop if you're up in the Otter Tail, Minnesota area.
Excellent. All right. And thank you from Patrick, I would imagine, that he won that $100 gift card for being the first person to call in this morning. He wasn't expecting that. So thanks, guys, for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Thank you, and thanks to you guys listening.
You bet. Quincy and Evan from Cars Tree Service. Again, C-A-R-R, Cars Tree Service, to help you out. It is 7:24. Oh, no. We were talking about dating apps earlier. Bridget is going to be talking about dating apps, I guess, for cattle and land. I wonder if it's the same kind.
Different. Although we can get James lined up for that as well.
Maybe. We'll have the details from Bridget Riedel coming up next. 725 WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel joining us now. We were talking about dating apps earlier, and lo and behold, you got a new dating app on your talking points for cattle and land.
Well, yes, this one might be a little bit different.
Okay.
It's called the Grazing Exchange, and it was created in a partnership between the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition, NRCS, and the South Dakota Grassland Coalition. What this does is it started as a website connecting cattle producers with others who have pasture or corn stocks that could be grazed by cattle, especially in years where you have drought conditions and you're looking for more grazing opportunities. Well, it turned into, since 2019, it's expanded very much past South Dakota, now covers most of the U.S. and Canada, and it's turned into over 52,000 people using this site. It allows you as a user to create a pin on an interactive map, and you can show what resource you have to offer, whether it's the land or the livestock, because you can bring them over and drop them off for lunch, you might say. So, yes.
Okay, so what other information do I need to put an account for James? Because I know his folks have some hunting land, and he's single. I mean, can we sort the people that have cows, have cattle, that by whether they're married or single, male or female, etc.? I'm trying to help out James.
This seems like it might get overly detailed. but I think there's still a way to get this to work out. Looking for a landowner has the potential for more cows. Please send photos of you and the cows.
You have to be in the picture with the cows. We're just trying to see what breed it is. Really, honestly.
Absolutely. But,
I'll get to work on that profile for James. So.
Well, while you're doing that, Bonnie can apply to the FAA for permission on a new ag drone. Helio is a company that has already gotten permission from the FAA. They're the first ones that are now being allowed to fly up to three large drones at one time using just one pilot and no visual observer. This permission was made specifically for drones that weigh more than 55 pounds, and there is a distinction between those over or under 55 pounds. Weight discrimination, it sounds like. But as a company, you must still apply to the FAA, but you can cite Helio's permission as a result of it. So yeah, there's going to be some changes in that licensing, which is not a bad thing. If you are headed out to Big Iron today, one more change that you can be seeing is the Soybean Council has a firefighting showcase. They're demonstrating soy foam. That'll be at 10 and at 2 o'clock today. Soy foam demonstrations are there to help rural fire departments in particular see the benefits of switching from what they have normally used as a PFAS chemistry, and now they can use soy foam. It's been developed to extinguish and safely control fires. So check those guys out, because it is combine fire season. And with a listener question of, can static electricity spark a fire on a combine? Now, the answer from the experts is very low possibility. The static electricity or static energy from a discharge on a combine usually is about 10 to 150 millijoules in a single discharge spark. In order to get enough ignition for a fire, you normally need around 500 millijoules. Can happen, a little more rare. In fact, a lot of folks will drag a chain off the back axle of that combine to try to break up that static electricity, but 'tis combine fire season. I've been a part of several, so please be careful out there.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
So how about at grain elevators, grain bins, et cetera, when you've got that that fine dust kind of floating in the air, can static electricity cause
a fire and or explosion at a grain facility if that happens? If
you get enough of the millijoules, you can. And that's a little different situation. Mm-hmm. Even on combines, you can see those fines causing fires, especially when you're working with sunflowers in particular. You have so many small particulates. You do have dust collection systems at elevators, at grain elevators, to try to prevent that type of thing from happening. But again, if you have the right ignition source, it's still going to happen.
Okay.
Be careful out there. So we'll be out at Big Iron today for Weather and Ag in Focus. We have quite a few folks coming through our hour. We'll visit with the folks from Morton Buildings. Maybe they can build that dream building for you. Cody Cashman of the Red River Valley Fair and Big Iron Executive Team is going to stop by to visit. I think we're going to get a chance to visit with the Bryce from the LRC and Weather 2020. And who knows? I actually had just a random farmer walk by yesterday, and I said, hey, why don't you sit down and talk about what's going on here in Alloc, Minnesota? And she did.
Love so. Nice work. All right. If anybody has questions or wants to send you an email, Bridget.
Email me, ag@flagfamily.com. You'll also find me on X at BM Riedel. But most importantly, you'll find me at Big Iron today at noon in the Morton Building. Please come say hi.
You bet. WDAY Ag Director Bridget Riedel. Keep on listening. One of you wins a gift certificate to Great Harvest Bread Company. 7:45, Brian Kronk, Managing Partner of Collins & Kronk, joins us with a market update and insight. It is 7:30.
I'm Ty Schoenert with your news update. Air quality alert is out for Norman, Clay, and Wilkin counties due to wildfire smoke from the West Coast. This includes Moorhead, Ada, and Breckenridge. Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says air quality is expected to reach orange or unhealthy levels for sensitive groups over north central, northwest central, and west central Minnesota. The air quality alert's in effect until 10 a.m. on Thursday. Children, the elderly, and those with lung disease, asthma, and heart disease may be affected more than others. It's a wrap on the first and possibly only presidential debate between former President Trump and Vice President Harris. The two squaring off last night in a 90-minute debate hosted by ABC News in Philadelphia that we carried live here on WDAY Radio. The economy, a major topic, Harris vowing to build an opportunity economy and said she would expand child tax credits and other programs for working class Americans. Trump said the last 4 years have been a disaster for the middle class, also saying illegal immigrants are taking American jobs, and he also claims he left Harris and Biden a great economy. Fargo police investigating a series of vehicle break-ins that occurred on Monday night into Tuesday morning. Police say over 100 vehicles were impacted.
Please keep anything of value hidden within your vehicle or completely removed from your vehicle. I would also encourage everyone to keep their vehicles locked no matter the location. Also, if you are parking outside of your house or apartment, it is always a good idea not to leave your garage opener in your vehicle.
Police Captain Bill Alfeld addressing questions from the media in a press conference Tuesday. Authorities say anyone who has information about the break-ins is encouraged to contact local authorities. A bike rider hospitalized after a two-vehicle crash in Fargo. North Dakota Highway Patrol says that crash occurred at the intersection of 40th Avenue South and 25th Street South. The bike entering a crosswalk and was struck by a Fargo man's vehicle, identified by as 49-year-old Bing Zhang. The unidentified bike rider taken to a nearby hospital with life-threatening injuries. No charges are filed. The crash remains under investigation. A semi-truck prompting a hazmat response in Grand Forks Tuesday evening after a crash. A semi carrying ammonium sulfate when it overturned along 32nd Avenue, spilling a large amount of the chemical. Hazmat crews contained and cleaned up the spill using absorbent material, preventing it from entering the city's storm drain system. No injuries reported. Beginning January 1st, Essentia Health will no longer accept Medicare Advantage plans offered by United Healthcare and Humana. Essentia says the companies are denying coverage for too many patients and requiring excessive prior authorizations.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
7:34, be listening for an opportunity to win a gift certificate, Great Harvest Bread Company. Time now for a check on our forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. Don't just take your time a little bit more while you're at it.
I am. Thank you.
He was trying to make it dramatic.
I found my broom. Be careful. I'll be chasing you.
Did
with
you finally
today.
Find that?
Yeah, I did.
You did
Somebody
you
tucked it away.
Did you
in
fly
the
in on it?
I did.
Or
I
was
did.
It parked at the airport?
Parked at the airport.
Oh, man. We've got smoky conditions. In fact, that sunrise looks more like a sunset out there. Kind of strange looking. Again, this is all smoke from the west that's yeah. pouring into the area. This is surface based, so this is going to really affect you if you have any respiratory problems. Air quality alerts in effect up and down the valley. So, if you're sensitive to that, you'll want to limit your time outdoors today. This will be with us through probably early to mid afternoon before it starts to lighten up a little bit as we head towards evening. That'll play a note on temperatures as well, as temperatures won't be as warm as we were hoping. Upper 70s to near 80 is about it today, with a northeast wind around 5 to 10. Hazy conditions tonight, but the smoke should lighten up a little bit. Upper 50s as winds turn to the southeast. And windy conditions on your Thursday, that will blow that smoke out of here, thank goodness. We'll have highs in the upper 80s with those southeast winds gusting over 30. And still windy on Friday, mid-80s, and a chance for an isolated storm or two Friday night. And then that will lead to a dry weekend with highs in the low 80s on Saturday and mid 80s on Sunday.
All right. Thank you, Dino.
You bet.
Weather is brought to you by Jiffy Lube of Fargo, locally owned and operated with three convenient Fargo locations, and you never need an appointment. Jiffy Lube of Fargo, where you can do more in a jiffy. Time is now 7:35. We've got a quick check of your national news. Big Game James McCarty's back with your WDAY Radio Sports. Then we've got a 3-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. And then Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk joins us to talk all things money and markets. All that to come.
7:39, time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Last night, the Bats came alive at Target Field. The Twins doubling up the Angels 10-5. Three guys go deep. Pablo Lopez with 10 strikeouts over 7 innings of work and earning the victory. Tonight is a series rubber match at 6:10 with Zebby Matthews getting the nod for Minnesota. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks head north of the border for Game 2 of their West Division Championship Series against the Goldeyes. First pitch at 6:30. Goldeyes lead that best-of-three series 1-0. Last night in high school volleyball, you had West Fargo High defeating Valley City in 4 sets. That was important because it was a 2-point conference setter. So their only regular season meeting between the two programs, so the Packers got 2 conference points in that victory. Everybody else, it was a clean sweep. West Fargo Cheyenne over Red River, North over Wahpeton, Davies over South, Shanley defeats Central, West Fargo Horace over Devil's Lake. One college volleyball match locally last night, Concordia College falling to Valley City State in 4 sets of that one. Cobbers fall to 0-6. Vikings rise to 7-4 on the year. Minnesota Lynx defeating the Atlanta Dream in a defensive battle last night, 76-64. Kayla McBride leading 4 Lynx in double figures with 15 points. Minnesota now hosts the Chicago Sky on Friday evening. On the gridiron, the Minnesota Vikings and defensive lineman Harrison Phillips have agreed to a 2-year extension. That deal is worth $19 million, with $13 million being guaranteed. In Minnesota's Week 1 victory over the Giants, Phillips recorded 5 tackles, 1 sack, and a pass defended. He is now in his 7th NFL season, having totaled 263 career tackles over 80 games. Phillips was Minnesota's 2023 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nominee, and he will also be tied to the purple and gold through the 2026 season with this extension. Phillips and the Vikings return to action on Sunday as they host the San Francisco 49ers for their 2024 home opener at U.S. Bank Stadium. And rounding out sports here this hour, you have Primetime Sports tonight at 6:30 with Jason and I right here on WDAY Radio. You'll be hearing from Bison football players and Jalen Duffy and Bryce Lance as we talk and recap a couple of non-conference games throughout the season. We look ahead to the East Tennessee State matchup before we hit conference play next week. Sports this hour brought to you by Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned, your best price leader in the region. Find your next vehicle at valleyimports.com.
7:42 here on Bonnie and Friends, WDAY Radio. Make North Dakota Sweet Crude part of your fall season. Cooler weather, football, and North Dakota Sweet Crude can make a pretty good combo. That smooth cinnamon and spice flavor can make any day finish strong. And Sweet Crude Orange has the same smooth finish, a splash of orange. You need to taste it for yourself, and there's some more tastings coming up, aren't there?
A couple of tastings this week. We've got Lake Liquors on Holm Street in Detroit Lakes. That is on September 13th from 3 to 5 p.m. And they're going to be down at the St. Cloud Craft Beer Fest this Saturday afternoon, September 14th. So go down there and check them out. They got a couple more of tastings coming up this month still. Both flavors mix really well in a variety of drinks.
If you've ever had a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I may or may not have had a sample of that with maybe some of the parents at the football game. That's North Dakota Sweet Crude and Rum Chata over ice. They've got something called a Volkswagen, which is using sweet crude and sweet crude orange and orange juice. Those are just two of more than 60 different drink recipes you can find at crudespirits.com. You can ask for a North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange at your local liquor store and in Minnesota or South Dakota. You can also buy it online at crudespirits.com.
Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins & Kronk, joining us about 7:45 this morning. But stand by. We're going to get your three-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki next. 7:45, time now for a check on your three-degree guarantee with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki. It is brought to you by the Window and Door Store.
And so, you know.
You blew it.
It happens.
Way to go. Are you?
Now, why couldn't we done this on Tuesday so people get discount Long Island's down to tailgaters?
Nice. That's your fault.
It is.
You got to be better, man.
Blame the weather guy.
It was forecasting a high of 87 yesterday, and due to the smoke, we only hit 83 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Congratulations, Christy K. I will be shooting you an email letting you know how to pick up your prize. And if you want one of these keychains, come on out to Big Iron.
Yeah.
We've got some out there. We'll be handing those out.
Are those the ones with the thermometer on it?
Thermometer and compass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you those get lost in this smoke and haze, you can tell which way you're going. today, boy, I'll tell you, I'm very hesitant to even push 80 today. I think we're going to be in the upper 70s most of the day. The smoke should disperse, but not until after 3. Ah, boy, this is a low confidence forecast.
Maybe we can get 2 wrong in a row. Let's start a different
streak. Let's not. I'm 79, 80, 81.
Pick
we'll just
a
go
number.
On that territory.
No,
really?
No, pick a number, Wysocki.
Oh, man, I'm gonna kick myself. I'm going to go.
I'll kick you.
I'm going to go. I have 81 on my sheet. I have 81 online. You know what? I'm sticking with 81.
Be consistent. Okay.
I'm sticking with 81.
Well, you know.
I know. Just for the just to note that I bet we hit 77, and then I'll be
wrong again. All right, we got 81 written down. 3-degree guarantee brought to you by the Window and Door Store. Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins and Kronk, joins us next with a market update and insight. 7:48, time to get down to business. Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins and Kronk, joins us now with a market update and insight. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning.
I see the consumer price index is out today. What is that going to show us?
You know, it's interesting because nobody's really even talking about that. You know, for the last how many years now? 4 years, we've been complaining about inflation, and now we're to the point where nobody's even worried about it. We feel like a Fed rate cut is baked in here next week, and some people are thinking it's going to be even a big one. And it seems like none of the people on any of the news programs that I pay attention to for market data really even care about the CPI this morning. But that's what that is, the consumer price index. And either they think that, hey, it's enough so that we're going to get what we wanted, which was a rate cut, or they just don't care anymore because it's been overshadowed by other things like the smoke in the air, maybe.
Maybe. We had a debate last night, presidential debate. Does how that shook out, does that affect markets at all and what people were thinking?
Is that what they were all so enthusiastic about? Yes, I think that's going to have an incredible effect, or at least I hope that we see some sort of a reaction from that. I think that, you know, the little bits of it that I watched, Trump performed very poorly. Kamala came out looking really presidential, and I think that was the whole point for her and her three-person team against Trump. But at the same time, we want to wait and see not what the commentators say, not what the smiley faces say. What I want to see is what does the stock market say? You know, people put their money where they really feel things are important. That's where you really see what people think. And so we're going to see what the big investors, some of these institutions came across from this debate, if they start making big shifts. So if you start seeing the oil companies all of a sudden start to perform better, if we start to see, you know, certain areas that do better under heavy regulation, you know, start to do better, those companies that are favored by, say, more government regulation or intervention and less free market, There are companies out there that do very well in that type of an environment. Defense contractors, as an example, or other government contractors. If those things really start to firm up, you will know that the government, or excuse me, that the market is leaning into a continued sort of Biden, Kamala type of a continued, you know, administration like what we have right now. If we don't see that, that tells you it's still a toss-up.
And would that be like over a, what, over the next couple of weeks, or how soon might you see some reaction?
So we need to be careful not to get this mixed up with what is just volatility in September. So we talked about that last week. This is a rough month for a lot of investors just because of, you know, fourth quarter window dressing and a lot of changing of positions. So I think you're going to need to watch this probably over the next couple of weeks to really see what happens. It's not going to happen in one day. When giant institutions are making a big change to something that they had a stance on, it takes them months to do it. It takes at least 2 to 3 weeks for us to even see signs of that. But I think within 2 weeks, if they're starting to see that Wall Street has changed its position from 50-50 to leaning one way or the other, we're going to be able to watch that in about 2 weeks.
Yesterday, Brian, according to the numbers, Dow was down, but the S&P and the NASDAQ both gained. You told us last week that this month is going to be somewhat of a volatile month, and you have a mixed day like yesterday where you've got the Dow down and the other two are up. What can we continue to expect the rest of the month? Is it going to be a lot of ups and downs as we go throughout this month before things maybe stabilize a little bit more so in October?
It's really interesting to watch that dichotomy. So when you talk about the Dow being down or the NASDAQ being up, you know, just for the listeners who don't follow this as closely, whenever you hear about the NASDAQ doing well, think technology. Most big technology companies, and certainly most smaller technology companies, are going to be housed in the NASDAQ, not as many financials there or things of that nature, whereas the more blue chip, more conservative, slower growers, those mature companies that have been around for a while, those are in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and you'll see a lot of those in the S&P 500 as well, but that's still pretty tech heavy. So what we're seeing right now and what we've seen for the last month is really a shift away from those big tech companies, the Magnificent Seven that we had talked about for so long, you know, Netflix and Google and, you know, Microsoft and Nvidia and all those. Money's been coming out of those companies now for months and it's floating into everything else, but especially some of those more mature companies. You know, when people are uncertain, and when I say people, I mean when investors are uncertain about the economy, the presidential election, things like that, they tend to go where there's already guaranteed growth. So that's big tech, but that's already run up. Or they're going to go into mature companies that don't fluctuate as much. And I see that's what's happening right now.
Interesting. There's a report out now that the European Union is ordering Apple to pay $14 billion in back taxes to Ireland. That's a
right.
That's a huge chunk of money. I'm sure Apple does trillions of dollars of business based on that. There's more iPhones and iPads and AirPods coming out, you know, just announced this week. What does a tax bill, something like that, do to a company? I mean, obviously, it's going to kind of take away from their profits. So should we expect, kind of from an outsider viewpoint, for a stock like Apple to dip now that they've got this big tax penalty they need to pay back?
They're just going to reach in their back pocket, throw a couple of billion toward Ireland, say, here you go, keep the change. Yeah, I don't worry about something like that. But again, it's going to knowing the companies. Did you know that Apple was an Irish company?
No, I did not. I thought they were centered out in, like, what, Cupertino, California?
This is the one of those things that a lot of people don't realize. So when we talk about raising corporate tax rates, which has been one of those things that are on the table again, guess what? Apple becomes an Irish company. We saw so many companies under the higher corporate tax rates, so many companies that went and moved their headquarters. So all you have to do is move their headquarters and reestablish. And they moved them to foreign countries. A lot of those went to Ireland, Apple being one of them. So for a time, Apple was an Irish company, getting my countries and companies mixed up, and therefore they owe some tax over there. They did that to avoid U.S. tax. They had some Irish tax that was due. They didn't have it all lined up. That money's actually in escrow already to be paid to them, so it's not even money that Apple was, you know, counting on as profits or anything like that. But it certainly could affect the company if they're moving their headquarters around, doing things like that, and they don't have a great accounting team. Yeah, you could find somebody getting into trouble like that.
I see breaking inflation cools to 2.5%, slowest rate in over 3 years.
There you go. We got nothing to worry about. So just, you know what? Buckle up, settle down. We're in for one heck of a ride. We'll be counting the profits all the way into 2028.
I like that positivity. And then I wanted to bring up, too, the FBI came out with a cryptocurrency fraud report yesterday. People 60 and older filed more than 16,000 complaints. Crypto scams stole $5.6 billion from Americans last year, mostly what? Older people.
I thought that stuff, that was part of the attraction. You couldn't steal yeah. it. It was well, cryptography. It was so safe.
The government can't touch it, so, I mean, it's supposed to be safe. It's great
you've
for everybody.
You've got to be kidding me. Now I got to worry about people. Terrible. Did not even think that was possible.
It's sad, though. Somebody's getting yeah. schnookered every minute, it seems.
Yeah, thieves are pretty smart.
Yeah.
All right, well, if someone wants to become more knowledgeable about their financial footing, their foundation going forward, Brian, and they want to talk to an expert like you guys over there at Collins & Kronk, how do they get in touch with you guys?
It's super easy. You know what? Look us up on our website. We're at collinsandkronk.com. The Kronk is K-R-A-N-K. Or you know what? Just give us a call. We're at 235-0119. We're happy to have a conversation with you about any of this stuff. And then usually what we like to do is just sit down and do what we call a philosophy meeting. You know, let's see if your values, your belief system about money aligns with ours. And then we'll know really easily if we're going to be able to help you.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks, Brian. We'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Brian Kronk, managing partner of Collins & Kronk, joins us in studio every Wednesday right around 7:45 here on Bonnie and Friends. We have a gift certificate to give away to Great Harvest Bread Company. Caller 6 looking for you right now, 701-293-9000. And congratulations to Jessica D. She won the Great Harvest Bread Company gift certificate. I'll be listening tomorrow for another opportunity. We do it every weekday morning right here on Bonnie and Friends. MSU Moorhead Patriot Day, National Day of Remembrance. They have a ceremony over there, a brief ceremony. A flag flown at half staff started at 7:46 this morning, and that denote the American Airlines Flight 11 that crashed into the North Tower. Music professor Dr. Tom Strait performed taps on the trumpet. There's another event going on at the Fargo National Cemetery. That begins at 9:30 this morning if you're looking for something to take in. We are WDAY Fargo. It is 8 o'clock.
I'm Ty Schoenert with your news update. An air quality alert out for Clay, Norman, and Wilkin counties due to smoke from Canadian wildfires, including Moorhead, Ada, and Breckenridge. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says air quality is expected to reach the orange or unhealthy levels for sensitive groups over north central, northwest central, and west central Minnesota. Air quality alerts in effect until 10 a.m. on Thursday. It's a wrap on the first and possibly only presidential debate between former President Trump and Vice President Harris. The two squaring off last night in a 90-minute debate hosted by ABC News in Philadelphia. We carried live here on WDAY Radio. The economy was among the major topics. Harris, vowing to build an opportunity economy, said she would expand child tax credits. Trump said the last 4 years have been a disaster for the middle class and said he left Harris and Biden a great economy. Fargo police investigating a series of vehicle break-ins that occurred Monday night into Tuesday morning. Authorities say over 100 vehicles were impacted.
Please keep anything of value hidden within your vehicle or completely removed from your vehicle. I would also encourage everyone to keep their vehicles locked no matter the location. Also, if you are parking outside of your house or apartment, it is always a good idea not to leave your garage opener in your vehicle.
Police Captain Bill Alfelt addressing questions from the media in a press conference on Tuesday. Authorities say anyone who has information about the break-ins is encouraged to contact local authorities. A suspicious device prompting an hours-long lockdown at the Galeris Center in Grand Forks yesterday afternoon. People evacuated from the area after the device was found in the parking lot. Bomb squad arriving to inspect the device and remove it. Lockdown lifted by late afternoon. No word on what the device was or if it even posed a legitimate threat.
First with the news when you need to know. WDAYRadioNow.com.
8:02, time now for a check on our forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
Smoky, smoky, smoky. And this is thick. This is a low-lying smoke opposed to the upper-level smoke. Air quality alerts in effect up and down the valley, so if you're sensitive to this, you might want to limit your time outdoors. The smoke won't really start to disperse until after about 2 o'clock or so this afternoon. So we'll be dealing with this for a few more hours. And that's going to limit temperatures today. Upper 70s to low 80s with the winds out of the northeast on the light side, about 5 to 10. Winds turn to the southeast tonight. That will help blow some of the smoke out of here with lows in the upper 50s and a windy day for your Thursday, tomorrow. Highs in the upper 80s with south-southeast winds gusting over 30 at times. Still windy on Friday with highs in the mid-80s and then a slight chance for an isolated storm or two Friday night. And then a dry weekend with highs in the low 80s on Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday. So not a bad-looking forecast outside of the smoke today. Again, this is some thick stuff. This is probably the thickest we've seen so far here this year.
It's been a while.
The sun looks like it's a sunset.
It was actually pretty when it first came up. It was more, reddish-orange.
Yeah, it's going to be, just a smoke-filled day. So
Weather Service blaming wildfires across Saskatchewan.
It's not in Canada.
Saskatchewan is in Canada.
It came to my office. I'm like, this stuff is from the Pacific Northwest.
Don't be angry at the news team. You need to call the National Weather Service in Grand Forks and be angry with them. They're the ones that put out
It wouldn't be the first time.
they're the ones that are saying it's Saskatchewan.
It took them 3 years to fix the Hector effect. Finally, that's fixed
now. This might take 3 years to fix this, too. But, that's what they're saying.
There might be a little bit out of Canada from this, but the majority of this is from the Pacific Northwest.
You're angry about it, too.
All right.
It's smoke. Who cares where it's from?
I don't care. It's still here.
It's thick.
It's here. All right. Thank you, Dino. Weather's brought to you by Bethany Retirement Living. They offer assisted living, independent living, basic care services, and more. Schedule a tour online at BethanyND.org to find out why life is better at Bethany. 8:05, we got a check of your national news when we come back. Sports update from Big Game James McCarty.
8:08, time now for a check on your WDAY Radio Sports with Big Game James McCarty.
Alrighty, the Minnesota Twins, the bats came alive. Do you guys know why last night?
Because it was on the 10th of September. It was partly cloudy. There was a presidential debate going on, and you wore your blue socks.
Something like that.
Close.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
The rally sausage came back.
Oh, no.
Where's it been?
Yeah. I don't know, but whoever was preserving that thing.
Is it the same one?
I don't.
It's a different one.
It's got to be.
I got to look into it.
Sausage doesn't last forever when you're throwing it around.
Well, it doesn't need to as long as you don't open the bag.
Ugh, gross.
The rally sausage is back. 4-game losing streak was broken because it's just so we're clear. Pablo Lopez had 10 strikeouts, and the Twins hit 3 home runs. There's something about it, man. It's superstition, but it works at the same point. Twins, Angels, rubber match this evening at 6:10. Zebby Matthews getting the nod from Minnesota. Fargo Moorhead Redhawks visiting the Winnipeg Goldeyes game 2 of their West Division Championship Series tonight. That'll be a 6:30 first pitch. Goldeyes lead that best of 3 series 1-0. High school volleyball last night. West Fargo High defeating Valley City in 4 sets. That was a 2-pointer within conference standing, so a massive win there for the Packers. Everybody else, it was a single-point sweep with Cheyenne over Red River, North against Wahpeton, Davies defeating South, Shanley rolling Grand Forks Central, and West Fargo Horace over Devil's Lake. Minnesota Lynx defeating the Atlanta Dream in a defensive battle, 76-64 last night. Kayla McBride leading 4 Lynx in double figures with 15 points. Minnesota improves to 27-9 on the season. Best record in the Western Conference and the second best record in the league, 3 behind the league-leading New York Liberty, who are 30-6 on the season. The Lynx will welcome the Chicago Sky to the Target Center on Friday night. And you have Minnesota Vikings coming to terms with defensive lineman Harrison Phillips on a 2-year extension worth $19 million, $13 million of it's guaranteed. He had 5 tackles and a pass defended, and then a week 1 victory over the Giants. This will keep him in Vikings purple and gold through the 2026 season. Phillips and the Vikes will return home to U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday afternoon for the 2024 home opener against the San Francisco 49ers.
All right, Big Game James McCarty with your WDAY Radio Sports. Licensed registered dietitian Elizabeth McGee is joining us. If you guys have any health, diet, or nutrition questions, call in now, 701-293-9000, or you can email us, studio@wdayradionow.com. Good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Blue Cross Blue Shield, you folks held a, I guess, workplace employee summit earlier this week here to promote, I guess, employee health, and you guys did a survey. Tell our listeners about it.
Okay, this is like a great event that we have yearly, and I just told you I should have been talking about it last week, but that's okay. I'll get people excited for next year. There's always a different theme. This year we were focused on just trying to create a higher level of well-being for ourselves and for the whole organization. So then we had two main speakers who came in. One was Jessica Grossmeyer, and her background is like major public health, like worksite wellness is her thing. And she talked a lot about actually social well-being and how important that is for your employees. We had breakout sessions that focused on mental health. They focused on finances. They focused on just how to elevate well-being at your organization. We had vendors there promoting a online digital behavioral health therapy and actually digital physical therapy, which I think is crazy and awesome.
I think it's interesting because this really isn't something that we've talked about. Our employers, at least any of the ones I've worked for over the years, have talked about, you know, creating a healthier workplace for your employees. And it looked like you guys also did a survey where 85% of employers felt they actively listened to the needs of their employees, but only 51% of employees agreed to that.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And I like the direction this is going. And it's probably research, but also these younger people coming into the workforce who are concerned for their well-being. We spend this statistic, I don't even want to say it because it's so gross, 90,000 hours at work in our life. Like, that's a lot of time. Maybe it's 70,000. Either way, it's a lot of time. So if you don't have time to incorporate wellness in your workday, when are you going to do it?
Well, that too. And then, I mean, it wears on you if you mm-hmm. don't love what you're doing and you're taking care of yourself, both your physical and mental health. You probably hate your job and you hate showing up every day.
Well, exactly. And you're not taking care of yourself. And we talk a lot. We have a program where we talk a lot. It's called Elevate. And it's focused kind of on that middle management supervisors, because those are the ones who set the tone for what's going on in your workday. If they're eating, you know, at their desk through lunch, it doesn't really signal you that, hey, I think I'll go, you know, go grab lunch or run errands. I better stay and work. If they're, you know, not using your PTO, well, can you use your PTO? So we're just really trying to change the direction of how the workplaces operate and trying to just make wellness just woven into that. And wellness is not just, you know, I'm always talking about food, which is my favorite, and exercise, but, you know, there's financial well-being, there's community well-being, there's social well-being, professional well-being. There's all of these different facets of well-being, you know, and if one is out of sync, it affects all of them.
Oh, it absolutely does. I think part of a little bit of the disconnect, though, between employees and employers, then, Lizzie, is the fact that while the concerns of the employees may be heard by the employers, I think that the employees feel like they're being heard and something's being done if the employer actually does something about it, whether that's give them your employees a time to work out during the day, allowing them to take an hour break, you know, three times a week to be able to hit the gym, or having different maybe food possibilities there instead of just having a vending machine with candy bars. I think sometimes it's about the action then of the employer being able to incorporate some of those ideas rather than just going, yeah, well, we heard you, but we're not going to make any changes. I mean, I think that's probably part of the disconnect, don't you think?
100%. And doing these Elevate sessions where we go out and work with different groups, I have learned so many neat things that different companies are doing. There's somebody that they allow their employees to stack their breaks over their lunch break so they can go to the gym, mm-hmm. get a workout in, and then, you know, at least, you know, maybe shower, maybe dry the sweat back in your hair. you know, there is some companies that have a policy on, like, you have to take PTO and you aren't even able to access your emails at that time, mm-hmm. which really makes you believe they want you to take PTO and not be thinking about work. So
well, absolutely.
These companies that do that, it's very exciting that, you know, people are kind of running with different ideas.
Well, and I think sometimes something as simple as allowing an employee to carry over at least a significant amount of leave from one year to the next. I mean,
I know that my last job, we did have a point where we had saved up enough annual leave that we either had use or lose it. So you kind of were not necessarily forced to take it, but you wanted to take it because otherwise you were just simply going to lose it. And then the other component to that is that the sick leave is separate, and that you could accumulate as much as you can because that never increased as far as how much you earn per pay period. And able to have that sick leave there when you need it. I mean, I think that encourages people to only take sick leave when they actually need it, because I have worked at a place before where your sick leave was, you used it or lost it, and you only had minimal amount for annual leave. So if you didn't use that sick leave, you were just going to use it at the end of the calendar year. So then you had people literally taking time off that was quote unquote sick time because they would just call in. So I think there needs to be a balance on that leave aspect, because you want your employees to stay mentally fresh and recharged when they take this leave, but you can't, you know, you got to be able to make it so they can use that leave when it's convenient for them as well.
Exactly. And yeah, we want people to take leave, and it's so great if you can have sick leave different from your PTO. Some employers, even where I work, we get 16 hours of paid volunteer time because it's important to Blue Cross that we're out in the community helping and volunteering and, you know, helping people who need help, which that's really great because who wants to take PTO to go volunteer? Now you're going to get behind and you're using your PTO.
Yeah. Well, plus it makes you feel good helping others.
Yeah.
It actually makes you feel better than the person. The impact lasts longer for you than the person that you helped. They still feel good, but you feel good for longer, which is great. Everybody wins.
And we had a time too where we could have gotten like an hour or two of administrative leave to actually go donate blood. And so that is obviously something that is very critical in need of our metro area, to have that blood or the platelet supply. And if you're able to do that during a work day, and maybe you put it off towards the end of the day, so you go donate that blood or platelets and you're able to finish your day off after you've had your, you know, obviously cookie and soda, but that's a different story. You know, I mean, that just makes you want to go and do that more often, as opposed to, well, I got to schedule it at a time that I'm free, that I don't have work. You can do that on your company time. That's even better. Encourages people to go do it and represent your company in behalf of the community.
It does. And our team, we will do it together. We'll go as a team somewhere to volunteer. And so then we're, you know, kind of, we're hitting that social well-being. We're hitting that community well-being, all of the things. And you feel better when you do that stuff.
You bet. And I know more and more employers here locally, too, are doing things for the health of their employees. Anytime I happen to drive up north by the VA, I see groups of employees who are walking together. And
walking.
I'm sure that's during their break, and maybe they get special time off. And I noticed, I didn't know about it, but next to us, you had told us, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago, Border States Electric, they have a walking track outside for their employees to use.
Yes, exactly. That is so great. And that was part of when they built that new building, that was, you know, part of the thing was to have that walking path. We have a walking path too. Those things are so great, and it does not have to be some like huge grandiose idea. It can be just little things here and there. People want to feel good, and they want to feel appreciated, and they want to feel like they can take care of themselves.
Yeah, and I mean, just to get out, maybe it's even a 10-15 minute walk while you're getting your steps in, and you get to gab and maybe talk about life outside the office with your coworkers.
Exactly, or even a walking one-on-one out on that trail, all of those things. I know that I always feel much better after I go for a walk in the afternoon because I'm kind of, you know, hitting a wall, getting tired, thinking I need a diet do or whatever, and it's like, go get some steps in, go outside, and it totally changes, like, the rest of the day.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You had mentioned earlier, just it was a random comment about eating at your desk, and I look around here, a lot of us actually, instead of taking, like, a 15-minute, half-hour lunch break or whatever, a lot of us just, we do that. We eat our breakfast or we eat our lunch at our desks, and we just carry on, and I'm sure we're not the only ones. I'm sure a lot of people do that. Is that bad for us to do that?
Well, it is, and I am guilty of doing it 100% of the time, I would say. But it is bad. It's bad, you know, from the dietitian aspect, you're probably not paying attention to, you know, like your fullness cues. So are you overeating? Are you being satisfied? But give your eyes a break. Give your brain a break. You are allowed time to go and eat. And yes, sometimes it is what it is. You are working through lunch for whatever reason. But I am not in a supervisor role, But if you are, your employees are, whether you realize it or not, they're watching you, and they're not going to feel like they can go take a lunch break if you aren't taking one.
Yeah, and I think in also you're supposed to pay attention. And like for me, like I'll grab a yogurt and a piece of fruit, whatever. So I'm mindful about what I'm grabbing. But if somebody just like said they have a box of cereal there and they're sitting at their computer and they're just grabbing handful, calories can get away from you if you're doing that too.
They can. You're going to eat the whole box. And I'm the same way. Like, my lunch when I'm in the office is some, you know, like, well, portion-controlled situation where, like, well, when it's gone, it's gone. But, yeah, it's just mindless eating. And I'm guilty of that at my desk, too, just snacking. Like, I'm bored reading this or, you know, researching this. I'll snack while I do it.
And that also kind of, you know, spills over at home. I mean, how many times have we had people that – can greatly reduce their calories intake during the day just by simply not snacking while watching their favorite show at night. I mean, it's the same thing. You don't pay attention to how much you're eating. And so if you don't have that little portion-sized bag of Doritos or something like that, all of a sudden you're watching your favorite show, favorite sport, whatever you watch on TV, and you've eaten a whole bag of Doritos, a family-sized one, you're like, oh, that probably wasn't very good. So mindfulness is huge.
Concept. Yes, I know, but it's so hard. I like to sit on the couch and snack and watch TV. So,
we all do.
I know, and it's not that we can't do it, but yeah, it is. Those situations are definitely looking at your portion control. Like, don't bring the whole bag with you.
I did that with a bag of Doritos, but I knew exactly what I was doing. It wasn't like a big, big size, but it was a pretty big bag, and I definitely ate half of it.
You
one
didn't
day.
Get the Costco one?
No, not the big one.
Oh, you should. Those are great.
But I ate half of it, and I was well aware that I ate half of it, and I didn't need to eat that much, but they tasted so good that day.
I'm with you, Bonnie, and I feel like we're kind of on our own, like the few who are like really aware of that. But I still do it. I know that I'm eating too many chips, yet I continue to do it.
Well, yeah, and some days you're I don't know if you're tired or hormones or whatever. Some days you're just hungry and you just want to keep eating.
Well, and let's face it, chips are good. I'm never gonna deny that. I'm never gonna deny that chips are my favorite food.
It's ridiculous that 10 to 12 is a serving, though.
Yeah, that's terrible. Whose math is that?
I know, that's gotta be wrong. Yeah.
All right, well, we're gonna let you go. We know you have a meeting you gotta get ready for, but thanks for your time this morning, Elizabeth. Yes. We appreciate it.
You are welcome. I'll see you guys next week.
Excellent. Licensed registered dietitian Elizabeth McGee. She joins us every Wednesday right around 8:10 here on Bonnie and Friends. Coming up tomorrow, our lawn and garden radio segment, Jillian Patry, Clay County Extension horticulture educator, will be joining us. She will answer your lawn, garden, and tree questions, kind of getting to that point where the gardens are getting done, or maybe you have a bounty that you need to take care of. We'll ask lots of important questions about, I guess, is it time to tie things up and how we do that with her? Right now, we're going to head to the American Ag Network. Then we'll check in with Janae and Ronnie. Day two of Big Iron at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. I thought you were too young to be the disco era. You were just doing the disco moves there. Nice job, Jay Stenden.
Thank you. Maybe it's not that hard.
I don't think it really was. The disco is a little bit before me, too. Janae and Ronnie from the Coffee Club. Day two of Big Iron out at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds joining us now. Good morning to the two of you.
Good morning.
We've all watched enough John Travolta, Saturday Night Fever. Exactly. We know how to do the disco.
You only have to do like 10-second clip and figure it out.
Yeah, my hair. Why are you always messing with my hair?
It's so weird.
Of course
he's not a
quote. Of course he does. Ronnie, I tried to watch your Wyatt Earp on Netflix. I guess it was Cowboy War? Yeah, I wasn't in the mood for it. I'm not going to say I won't try to rewatch it, but I gave it like about 12 minutes or so.
That's the first time you've ever said that.
I haven't tried watching it yet.
It moves slow to tell the story. It's multiple episodes, but yeah, I mean, and this is the thing. I mean, it really drills down into the story and how it affected America. And a lot of the stuff I just found unique because you don't in the movies, Wyatt Earp and Tombstone, you don't see a lot of the case wasn't just, you know, over and shut about the gunfight at the OK Corral. Mm-hmm. It dragged out for a long time.
Oh, I'm sure.
So
maybe I need to be in the mood to watch.
There was a lot of forensic evidence to go through back then.
That may be it. See, now my wife sees those, and thankfully, I mean, she watched that one with me. But most of those, she sees and goes, Now, that's something you'll watch by yourself.
So. Maybe that's the case with this one, wait, too, as far
was she
I'm
actually
concerned.
Watching it, or is she, like, checking her phone or something, or doing
no,
something on
well,
her iPad?
Yeah,
Jace, you're on to something there. Yeah, yeah. There's actually watching something, and then there's listening while
she
you're on
She might have
phone.
Been playing a game.
Yeah. Ronnie's exactly. like, ooh, that, I didn't know that. And Michelle's like, yeah, that's a good point, Ronnie. Glad. Yeah. Just trails
right,
off.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, you're right again, Ronnie. Way to go.
Sounded like you guys were having fun out at Big Iron on the first day yesterday.
So much fun. Yes, absolutely a blast. We loved seeing people that came in and said, we listen to WDAY, and then they got a hitch pin.
Oh, there you go. All right, easy
yeah,
as that.
So do that again today. If you're listening, come in and say, I listen to WDAY. Say, Janae's my favorite. And we'll give you a hitch pin.
Even if it's mm-hmm. not.
Even if it's, yeah.
yeah
ouch. Ouch, that wasn't very nice. That
and,
works.
Of course, live on stage tonight, we know a lot of people are going.
Yes.
Lee Greenwood yep. and Home Free. Going to be an unbelievable
what
show.
A way to, you know, and it's September 11 today.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yep, 9/11.
So, and. Actually, today on the Coffee Club, we're going to take a moment today, and we're going to remember September 11.
Oh, very good. All right. We will stay tuned for that. You guys have fun out there, too, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. All right, Jace. Out of here.
You betcha.
We'll be back 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned for the Coffee Club. It is 8:31.